Saturday Night Virus begins now.
This is as disorganized as it comes.
Women's power is in your fear of whatever they're going to do.
Blackzilla.
Fat-tongued mongoloid.
Love, doctor.
I told my girl she's the fourth most important thing in my life.
So sensitive.
It was me, my career, my mother, and then her.
Smooth as silk.
She only thinks she knows shit because I tell her shit.
Keeping your pimp hands strong.
I think my girl in my life is worth five bitches now.
How's that, Ben?
Little.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad.
How's it going, Danny?
It's going.
Danny's having a little trouble here at the fucking temporary studio, running around like a slave.
Well, you know, they did a great job, you know, giving me the 12-minute tutorial on how to run, you know, a state-of-the-art digital studio.
But can the people hear us? That's all that fucking matters, man.
I sure hope so.
Uh-oh. Maybe?
We should be good. We
you
should
sure?
be good to go.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because I want them to be able to hear the song that at least 16,000 bitches have sung to me in 14 different languages. Keeping all my secrets safe tonight. Happy, today is a day where people who love and cherish and fuck the same genders are celebrating down on McDougal and Westfall.
Oh, is this a gay pride?
Yeah, it's gay pride day, I think.
Oh, shit.
So a lot of fucking white guys with cargo pants, shorts.
And Chuck Taylors.
And Chuck Taylors and pushing a Chinese baby. Are going to love each other, and then some two Puerto Ricans with a mohawk, blonde mohawk streaks are going to fuck each other in a corner. So you got family sissies.
The room smelling like fecal matter.
And then you got Butch Dykes who'll jump a nigga and stab him to death and then go to jail for 10 years and cry about it. Why do women cry when they got to go to jail? What happens in jail for women?
Man, Dykes.
They're going to...
Dykes in the...
Lay down on that motherfucking bed. It's like, I'm going to eat your pussy. All right. That's rape in women's prison?
Lay down, I'm going to suck your dick.
You feel sad for the rest. Are we all, Danny?
No.
He don't even know.
As far as I know.
You sure?
We're good. Well, give out the number, and then we'll have people call in.
All right, we'll see it when I... All right, welcome to the Black Phillip Show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, turn off my baby. How can you not like Carly Simon? She's a sexy white woman. I don't know why. She has like a some kind of ugly, beautiful thing going. Welcome to the Black Phillip Show. If you can hear us, because we're in a closet right now, 866-WOW1-WOW is the phone number, 866-WOW1-WOW, to call the Black Phillip Radio Show and discuss whatever the fuck you want to discuss about your relationship, 866-969-1969, and you can call in for anything you want, for instance, to discuss...
Side.
We're just getting used to being so close. I don't like Dante this close to me. And we have a lovely young lady breath. that actually took Kareth Foss's number, little spot today. Maybe forever.
Maybe
forever. Because Leah is...
You will dump a bitch in a minute.
Oh, I'll get rid of a motherfucker like you wouldn't believe. Like, I think Kareth really thinks her spot was like... This bitch had the nerve, because I changed my phone number, and Dante has it, but no one else does.
I got to make
But you know what?
Calls.
This says... Danny, the call box says unknown to everything.
Yeah, well, the guy's going to screen him, and then once he screens him, you'll see what's up here.
Oh, you'll see what's going on, but it's just people calling.
Yeah, you just gave out the number, so it just flooded all the lines.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. I'm glad there's at least six people listening. You never fucking know. But Leah, a lovely young lady named Leah has joined us today. She's, I actually like Leah pretty much. She's, I like her as much as I could like a girl who, like, put it this way. If I didn't talk to her anymore, I would think about it for, like, 2 seconds.
I think that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Listen, from a deli owner, that's a rave.
I mean, most bitches I'll just dump off, like, you know, like, okay, you don't need to talk, real. Nice talking to you. But Leah has a something about her. She has a, we'll like tell you about Leah.
A dude chick.
She may be available. The thing about Leah is she may be available to the show way, way more frequently than Kareth.
And why is that?
Because Kareth pretends to have a career. Leah has she has submitted to the fact that she is an open micer.
I didn't say such things.
You don't have to.
If that's your answer.
I like Leah because she is fucking available. She is here to be. Now, Leah is very smart. She's a white girl. She has an ethnic look to her. Like, she's ish. She's definitely ish. She's a ish. I would say ish. She's
I'm not Iranian. I'm not Eastern European.
Yeah, but she has that look.
Kind of look like that.
But she's a little too healthy for, like, those bitches. Like, she's a little too, like, juicy in terms of body
voluptuous.
Size. Voluptuous, as you say. Voluptuous is a non-offensive way of saying, you know,
big ass
fat bitch. No, you're not. To a black guy, you're fucking delicious. To a white guy, average white guy, you're a fat bitch.
I'm not fat. I wouldn't be a fat bitch. I would say I'd be
to a white guy.
No, I'm not.
To the average white guy,
I'd be chunky.
How about to a gay guy?
Gay guys love it.
Love what?
My chunky ass.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
Get
the
fucking
fail. I'm looking at our resident fag right here. Who does it say? I'm looking at a resident sissy. Come on, Wayne. Don't fuck with me like this.
Oh, it's true. I kill in gay clubs. They fucking love me.
Gay guys love you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's because she's got the fag thing, too.
Really? Well, I'll tell you something else about you mind if we talk about your operation?
No, go ahead.
Leah used to have triple F?
No, it was like a double E.
A double E titty.
Awesome.
And did some shit that I don't understand how women could do this shit.
Why?
Got a breast reduction.
Yes, I did.
If you had a 16-inch dick, well,
that's what's funny. Like, if the doctor says, look, all your back problems come from your 25-inch dick and your heavy balls, nigga, and that's why your back hurt, right?
Well, fuck it.
I'll be like, nigga, well,
give me a brace.
Where's the back brace store?
Give me a prescription for a brace.
Where the fuck is the back brace store at? Because I'm not getting rid of my giant dick for no back pain. Why would you even do some selfish shit like that?
Oh, God.
That's some racist shit. You can understand right away she's racist and don't cater to black guys.
No, I was dating a black guy when I had
and that's why she got it. Yep, he probably punched in the titties or something.
No, he got one too many black eyes and I was like, you know what? People think I beat you. Let's cut him off.
What? Oh, for the big titty?
To slap everybody in the face. They're all over.
Shut up.
It's a lot of tits.
I like Leah. Leah's a motherfucker. But anyway, welcome back to the Black Phillip Show. You know, we're all over the place. We've been off doing our own thing since the whole nappy-headed whole shit, and we kind of had to chill out for a second, and I didn't mind that, because, you know...
It's a nice break.
Yeah, it was a break, and... You know, now it's the summertime, and I know, like, there's a lot of guys listening. I can see that they're calling in, and I fucking actually appreciate that, because this is the kind of weather where bitches force you to go out, because they think, this is the thing about women, because it's nice out. As you said, it's like clockwork. It's so beautiful out. And women are always defined by something else making them do something. So it's nice out, so we have to go out and be in the niceness. I don't give a fuck. I like bad weather. Like, when this kind of weather's out, if you have a girl like that, again, you have to train your girl. My girl knows not to bug me when the sun is out. She just goes, it's nice, and I go, well, enjoy. Because I bought a house where the weather is exactly how I want it, anytime I want it. If I dim the lights and put the AC on blast, it's an Arctic evening at Patrice's house. If I put the heat up to 96 and turn the lights on and put some dirt in the middle of the floor, it's the beach. You understand what I'm saying? Why do I need to go out and fucking, why do fellas, we, when we stay in the house, we don't need, we don't go, boy, we should be fucking, we should be outside enjoying the sun.
Fuck that.
That's some woman shit. So if you're not listening to this because your girl dragged you to fucking ride one of those abused horses through the park or take you to your fucking sushi restaurant on Sissy and McAsshole over on under some hip restaurant underneath the Williamsburg Bridge.
Dumbo.
Even after letters, like, it just becomes exclamation points, like grammar, like,
South First.
Hey, yo, I'm on a question mark and period. If you come across semicolon, and then, oh, it's a great fucking spot. It's a great sushi spot with only four chairs. You got to call in 8 months in advance to get. Suck a dick, nigga. Suck a dick with that bullshit. Now, welcome to the Black Phillip Show. I don't like the fact I have to look at Wayne right in the face either. Wayne, sit over here or something. Just don't, I'm going to look at you. But anyway, did we welcome Leah?
Yeah, I think we covered that.
And we also welcome the lovely Reggie Dante Nero.
What's up? What's
who
up?
Who has been on a morph, a tear. A fucking tear. You just don't understand. Since the last time we talked, this motherfucker here. Now, I thought I was a pimp. I did. But it's getting tough because my bitch is...
She's on you.
She stalks me now and doesn't even deny it. Like, she won't... She doesn't even deny it. She calls me like clockwork, like... I would say, like, she called my cell phone twice if I don't pick up.
Called the home line.
And she talk, and she calls the home line. And here's what I'm going to do to fucking trick her ass, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in shape. Because her reason for stalking me is because she worried I'm going to die in my sleep because I'm fat.
That's her excuse.
That's her fucking excuse.
Alibi.
To call me 87 times a fucking day because she's worried that I'm going to die in my sleep. I mean, I'm worried I'm going to die in my sleep. Sometimes you get a funny feeling in your arm and you're just like, you know, oh, shit. But she does it a little bit more than she should. You understand what I'm saying? So I've been dealing with her. That's what I've been dealing with, is trying to get her in check because she's just completely out of control. It's summertime. She got a...
hooked up.
She got, you know, she got a little tummy hooked up.
got spruced.
She got spruced.
Got the upgrade.
Yeah, she got. Somebody came in. She called a lasagna expert to.
She had the software update.
She called a noodleologist. She called a noodleologist to come in and lift a little this and move a little that, and I think they took about 10 ribs out or something like that. And, then put her in a toilet paper roll and shoved her in there for a second
and baked her.
Baked in the oven in a toilet paper roll, and out came this new bitch. And I don't mind. You know, she's looking good. She is looking good. A couple of bullet wounds left from the
BJ's.
Because if your girl gets a fucking plastic surgery, I didn't know this shit. She fucking, it's almost like she got hit by a car and gave up kidneys. Like, like the kind of pain you're in.
The hostile.
It's the kind of pain that you're supposed to respect. And she was a little bit upset because when she went to the hospital, she's in, like, I'm dying pain. But the nurses are like, oh, you funky bitch. You just gotta... Fuck it. It's like she's pushing the button like, help, you know, the button. She's like, I got a shit.
You just got
the- And the nurse is like, oh, that's just that funky hoe down in room 206.
They got the tummy tuck.
Oh, tummy tuck, bitch. And she's like, I can't move. And I was treating her the same way, because when she came home...
Nigga, I was on the phone with you.
Nigga, she...
She's like, I gotta help this bitch wash her back.
Yeah. She's like, like, it's some real Frankenstein shit. But it's starting to come together now where the shit, I guess, is connecting to the muscle. I guess they pull the stomach up and suck all the shit, but they tear the stomach away from the muscles, evidently. Suck all that and then pull shit down. You understand? So they pull shit down and, like, everything goes down, so shit that was near her titty is now...
So she got a nipple on her hip?
Nigga. This bitch's shoulders is where her hip joints. so they had to pull that shit down, right? And here's the ill shit.
they had to make a belly button because they pulled that shit away. So they created like a little belly button that's healing. So it's like weird. I'm just now, she has like a, you know,
cut way.
Yeah. So I'm getting. I didn't fuck her for the whole time. She was that horny. I couldn't fuck her. Like I couldn't. I was just sitting.
I couldn't bring myself
to fuck her. It was just like I could just picture me fucking her. She's like,
oh, my stomach rolled back up.
Like Frank's. So she was mad horny, but I would look at her, and she's looking like 50 Cent,
after the,
all shot up, and I'm just like, but now, nigga,
it's hot.
Yeah, this bitch is looking delicious, yo. She's looking.
Now, what about the scars? You don't see none of the scars? Or?
Well, nigga. There's one scar by the belly. It's hard to. And a pussy, the pussy lump, it swelled up too. Like everything, like she ain't even got feeling down there because everything is pulled up. But the hump, it swelled up. So it's like, it looks like a half a strawberry. You know how you cut a strawberry in half? And like if you place. You know what? A pussy look like a nose.
Yeah.
And it's just like. But it's going down.
It's getting hot.
And she's getting hot, man. Mm-hmm. And it's like I was walking up the street with her the other day, to go do our shit, right? The podcast shit, and I would walk 30 paces behind her.
Mm. Watching niggas go crazy.
Yeah, man, niggas is on a fucking bad, like on some jousting shit. I was proud of her, you know what I'm saying? Mm. She was looking all good, face cleared up, you know what I mean? Because she ain't been working at the place she works. She's working, you know, people around, and face will break out or something. And her face cleared up, hair was looking healthy. Mm. Fucking, you know, I'm the only one that know about the little scars, but when she wears the panties, whew, the fucking noodles are gone, son.
Yeah.
Next year this time, this bitch will be bad. But it don't matter. I'll tell you why.
Because she ain't shit.
I'll tell you why. It won't matter. Because I was the comic of the week on MySpace. I was the comic of the week on MySpace.
Every bitch over 220. Son,
I forgot. Because I've been with my girl for a minute. I forgot I was king of the fat bitches. Nigga, I got fucking calls, not like hits from like, you know, I ain't got no man Tennessee. What, big bitch 206, Georgia. Where the niggas at, Georgia?
Georgia cantaloupe.
Hey, nigga, how you doing? You can feel it. You can feel him typing. Hey, now. I was like, son. And I had to call my girl because, you know, one of the techniques to not cheating on your bitch, if you want to stay faithful, is to bring her into your world of possible fucking. And I had to bring her in because I was tempted to sneak in a couple of,
well, you gotta,
hey,
you
what's need, up, fat bitch? How you doing?
You gotta explain your fetish. You need to explain your fetish.
First of all, nigga, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Time out a second. Fat bitches is not a fetish. 5'9", 200 ain't a fetish. That's just a big bitch. Now, if you get 5'9", 3, 5'9", 400, that's a fat fetish. That creepy shit. You just don't like fat bitches. That's your problem. You understand? But I'm like 5'9", 5'10", like a big bitch? Dog, I think that shit is dope. And they got always got big, firm tits.
5'9", 1... 70.
5'9", 170 is a good bitch.
I could do that.
But that's a fat bitch.
That's not a fat bitch. 5'9", 5'10".
You just talking about the one or two bitches I showed you that I would fuck back in the day when I would have fun with. Because for most of the time, look, all right, let me ask you a question. Would you rather jerk off or fuck a fat bitch? Or at least get some head from a fat bitch? And when I say fat bitch, I mean, goddamn. It's raining men.
5'9", 170 is not fat.
Well, because you're 5'9", 180.
I'm 5'7", 160.
Look at the source, nigga. She...
Tyra Banks is 5'9", 170.
Exactly.
Get
That's
the fuck
it.
Out of here.
Yeah, she is. Google it.
I ain't going to Google that bitch.
Because I'm fucking right. She's 5'9", 170.
And how big are you?
I'm 5'7", 160.
Mm. But you're a white girl. What's the fat white girl song? Everybody dance now.
No, it's Baby Got Back. Baby Got Back because it's that white girl song.
Pump off this jam.
Baby Got Back.
Oh, shit. Hey, you know what I'm going to do as a gift to people because we ain't been on so long?
Do some calls.
Yeah, we're going to actually get into some calls because we got 10 million things we can talk about. And today, we got to get to this nigga Danny.
Danny, yeah.
Because this motherfucker, holy shit. Again, this is the Black Phillip relationship show. I'm not Black Phillip. That's just the name of the show, like Hootie and the Blowfish. You know, you call in with your problems. You call in with whatever. You call in if you found a new pussy eating technique. You call in if you found a new finger popping technique. You call in if your girl just won't stop talking to you. We're here for everybody. But I feel like this. This is what I feel like. If you fix the king, the kingdom will be in line. So I always tend to... This bitch is laughing. If the king is wrong, the kingdom's wrong. So I don't really look to fix the queens. Because if you're fixing the kings, the queens will be fine. What's that? Again, ladies and gentlemen, don't lose focus because we got a couple of problems here and there with technical difficulties. All right, we're going to go to my man Keith. I don't even know where the nigga's from, but Keith, what's up, man? Keith?
You got to stop playing with the mouse, Patrice.
Oh, my fault. Let me try to explain something to you. Usually, me and Danny are connected to the same fucking computer right now. We're really in some shitty fucking studio.
You keep playing with the mouse, and I'm trying to pop the phone line.
All right, pop the phone line in, motherfucker.
All right, let's see. Keith, you should be on the... I hope you're on the air.
Yeah.
Keith, awesome. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
This looks like you said you got your girl's becoming a fat bitch. Now, explain. Now, you sound like a white guy. Wait a minute. Hey, turn him up, Danny. Turn him up a little. You sound like a white guy.
Yeah, I am.
So, you can't use white guy fat standards when you're talking to Black Phillip.
No, she's like gotten to be like 5'2", 180.
God damn! That bitch is built like a boxing glove.
When I met her, she's gotten clean from doing dope, and like she's blown up like a cow, man.
You better go to the heroin. This nigga said his girl was on dope and used to be fly. and now the fat done filled up all the holes in a.
She don't even got scars.
She don't even got dope scars no more.
I can't just tell her to go to the gym.
This is what you do. Here's what you never do. You got to think about like how you respond to something, right? Never ever tell her she's getting fat. Let her say she's getting fat, and then just don't disagree. Like if she goes, do you find me unattractive?
No.
And you go, how you feel about yourself? Well, I don't feel that attractive. Well, there you go. And assure her, if she's worried about you cheating, assure her on this, that you
will.
Inevitably will.
You should go do something sporty
you
together.
Listen.
You're going to work out just fine.
Listen. Here's what you don't do, Keith, right? Don't be on her about losing weight.
Right.
You know, don't be on her about losing weight. Just sit around. And, matter of fact, when she goes to fuck you, don't fuck her. Do everything that a guy that's unattracted to his woman would do.
Right.
But don't...
Like, you know she's getting fat because she won't even take her shirt off when we fuck anymore.
But she shouldn't.
She won't do nothing about it.
But see, this is what I'm saying. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Do you still fuck her?
Yeah.
Like how many? Like how? What's the? How did it break down though? It used to go when she was a dope head. Used to fuck her how many times?
15 times a day.
15 times a day when she was a dope head.
And now
what? She's a clean fat bitch. That's fucked up. See, this is what I'm saying about motherfuckers. See, I don't mind. 5'2", 180 is big. How fine is she? What's she looking like? She white girl? Black girl?
Yeah, she's white. She's beautiful.
She's a beautiful fat girl.
You can't go by you. You will fuck a pretty fat bitch.
I like fat bitches, but I'm saying, like, okay, put it this way, and I've said this before. My girl is not a fat bitch. Like, some fat bitch is a fat bitch. Like, his girl is not a fat bitch. If you come in, a certain way, you got to stay that way. Now, I might see and go, what the fuck you talking about, nigga? She's delicious. But that's because I seen the
you
product.
Seen now. You ain't seen it when she was a dope fiend.
Like, that's like buying a house and, like, you don't, you go, wow, this is nice. But I know about the mold that's growing behind the refrigerator, but you don't.
Right.
So
right,
I know,
He knows when she was
hot. Knew her when she was this fine as dopehead. When this bitch was a sexy junkie. But now she's like this fat girl who's clean. But here's the thing, dude. You can, one thing you can't do, and this is, first of all, do you want to stay with her?
Yeah. All
right, this is the problem. If you want to just get rid of her, just get rid of it. Go get another bitch.
Or go get it together or I'm out.
But, no. Don't do that because I've had that situation. You know I like fat bitches. So
all right.
I've had a situation where a bitch will get too fat. And the thing I know is that you don't tell them to lose weight. You got to imply.
Even if you don't give a fuck. If you don't give a fuck, you just can't lay it down. Like, look, I, like.
No. This is if you. This is if you want to stay with her and you want her to lose weight. You cannot say, God damn, bitch, you are fat and I can't take it anymore. You can't do that.
Okay.
You have to imply. It has to be like little things like, uh-oh. Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, we went out for a second. Hold on, don't go nowhere. Have patience with the shit, man.
We're all good.
You sure?
We're all good. Our headphone must be connected. All
right. So, dude, my thing is, I'm saying there's two ways. There's the take a L, which is honesty. See, honesty, something I will say I got from you early when we started talking, dude, that sometimes a well-placed lie is something that might be
good.
I like the honest approach. But when it comes to you staying with, the honesty thing is when you're ready to take a fucking L. And this is one thing that I've changed over the years. Pimping, you can take a L. When you want a relationship,
you
got to deal with some shit, but it's still pimping, okay? Now, if you want to stay with her, you got to cook the same food. You got to take her to the same fat restaurants, like the restaurants that she's been getting. Act like it doesn't bother you. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. When you go out in public and she sees all these hot girls and you got to do this. This is what you got to do. Pretend not to look at any other hot girls. Pretend that she's still sexy, right? And she'll be disgusted at your lies. And I'm telling you, and the lies that you're giving her, because she won't believe it. Her self-esteem is so low, she won't believe that you won't fuck another person. If you stay strong, dude, jerk off a little bit, get some head and think of another bitch. Because my girl wasn't looking good, dude. I'd think of another bitch. It ain't no big deal. I watched a lockup with my girl one time, and I think I said this before, but this motherfucker that was in jail for like 20 years, about 35, been lifting weights his whole life, the motherfucker, my girl outwardly go, I had to go, with her, because I'm looking at my stomach going, look, if you wanted to fuck that nigga, man.
I can't
deny you that, because I'm sitting here with, I'm trying to talk.
For real.
I'm talking my way into sexy. This nigga walks, he's just, his testosterone sexy. Level, what he would do to some pussy is ridiculous. So she knows she's not sexy no more, dude, but your job is to phony your way into that.
Into her focusing on her own low self-esteem.
And also get some side, too, you know. Get some side.
That always helps.
So that you won't be frustrated. I know that sounds fucked up, but get a little side. And here's what the side bitches always like to hear. The truth about your relationship. Like, my girl was beautiful and...
Now, she was a beautiful dope fiend.
Yeah, and then when you say that, hey, she was a beautiful dope fiend. you know, it wasn't intravenous, though. I ain't got AIDS.
Maybe a little Hep C.
Because she's fat now.
Maybe a little Hep C, but...
She ain't got AIDS because the bitch is fat. Let me ask you a question. When she was getting fat, did you go, whew, at least she's getting fat? At least I know she ain't sick.
I can't even comment on the fat bitch shit because you know, are the resident.
I love fat bitch. Dog, we gonna talk about underworld. This shit, nigga. I'm telling you, dog. I like fat girls, but you think you got fat girl. And let me ask you another question, Keith. What kind of fat girl is she? Like, if you could compare to what she looks with, like who she looks like. Is it like,
man,
shapely fat, or is she just round?
She's shapely fat. I mean, she's cute, but like she don't like to wear shorts in the summertime. I mean,
how is she? A lot of cottage cheese.
That's getting there, man. I mean, she wears it.
Oh, it's
well,
a
like
mess.
That.
It's a mean, fucking mess, dude.
But like, you know, when you look at your girl in the bed, you know,
is she making? Is she
to be sitting up higher than mine?
Is she? Let me tell you
like,
something.
I'm real athletic. I'm sure I'm like 5'9", 160. And she's shorter than me and bigger than me.
Is this starting to make you unhappy?
Yes. Yes.
No, she makes me happy, but...
No. Listen. Is the situation starting to make you unhappy?
It's making me self-conscious.
No. I didn't ask you that. Because I know what it's making you. You're tired of walking down the street with this fat bitch. I know what it is, dude. Because, listen, ain't nothing worse than being with a fucking woman that other women go, oof.
How the fuck?
Not dudes. It don't matter if dudes don't want to fuck her because it's like, you know, but it's another women that, oh, you know what? You just said something that might be pretty good. You might want to go out with her. Now, are you handsome or what? You sound like a redneck. Are you redneck handsome or are you a regular handsome dude?
I'm a regular handsome dude.
Regular handsome. All right.
Yeah.
Here's what you do: go out in public with her a lot, so all that right. Other women go
to the aquarium.
That and see your sexiness. Go to the aquarium so she can't leave.
See the walrus.
She's trying to sneak a whale out.
No, go to like the beach where everybody doesn't have a lot of clothes on.
hey, dude. Let me tell you something, man. You might have to start, and this is, I didn't want to do this, and I think I'm going to have to start doing it. You might want to start the exit strategy.
I totally disagree with that.
Okay, why do you, Pumpkin?
I think that he likes, like, you like exercising, right, Keith?
What's that?
Is he gone?
Yeah.
You like exercising? Why don't you be like, I need a partner. I want to take a new boxing class. Why don't you come with me?
Nope.
Yeah,
she needs to fill that void where she used to do drugs with something healthy. So she could be like,
she filled the void with sandwiches.
I know, she needs to swap out.
Why is that his motherfucking job to make his fucking dope head girl?
Because he loves her.
Already, here's what fucking more do you want? He's dating a junkie. Now I gotta keep the bitch in shape.
That could be good for their relationship. They got all sweaty. They come home.
Let me explain something to you about guys, really quickly, very quickly. We don't want to do anything with you.
He wants to exercise with her, don't you?
No, he doesn't.
He totally does.
No, he doesn't.
Deep inside, he does.
Did you hear what he said? He said earlier. He goes, I'm athletic and I keep in shape. What's the optimum word there that he used?
I.
Yeah, but
he didn't say we, because he didn't say we were junkies.
But what if they take a salsa class together, and she starts moving around?
He doesn't want to do that.
He does. He deep inside, he does.
He wants this bitch to stop eating.
You want her to.
It's attention.
To want
she
that.
Should start moving again.
Tell that bitch to move out of the bed, out of the house, out of the refrigerator. When she starts to lift up that chicken, smack it out of hand. At least she lifted her arm up to the mouth.
Gotta do it again to pick it up again.
You should buy her lingerie one size too small. And she'll fit into it.
And what she'll do is break it.
Girls will be like, fuck.
She'll look like a pot roast and he'll go,
ooh. Look like
she'll try to put it on.
Like a turkey.
Or you can give her food poisoning.
A turkey would.
If she doesn't. If she doesn't naturally, because you telling her, trust me, not going to get it. If she doesn't naturally start to work her way down again, you gotta plan an exit strategy. Babe, in Amityville.
Yeah, stop playing with the
I keep forgetting, man. I'm sorry, fucker. Abe.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
I have
you don't get your dick sucked no more?
Since 1997.
From in general or from one person that you wanted to suck your dick?
One person.
Your wife?
Yes, sir.
And what do you do for her that she won't return the favor?
Now, see, here's the thing. About 5 years ago, she started pushing me away when I go downtown, right? Well, I don't want you to do that. Well, I don't know what I've done wrong, Patrice. I don't know if it's the combination of gold and diamond on her finger. I don't know. Maybe I pulled her hair a little bit too strong. I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong here.
She won't. This is strange. Hold on a second.
You gotta dig a little deeper.
Yeah. Now, you said that she pushes you away when you go to eat. Now, my first instinct, dude, is she got some side. My first instinct is she cheating on you, and I don't want to cause you to kill her. But my first instinct is like if you go down on your girl, and she pushes you away for 9 years.
What was it before?
How many years has it been? 10 years.
When you went down on her before,
I haven't
what
had
was...
a blowjob. It's 5 years since she stopped letting me go downtown.
When you were going down on her, what was it like? Did she enjoy that, or was it apprehension there?
I do believe she was enjoying herself. I can't imagine that the screaming was from me doing something wrong. Although it could have been, I guess.
I think, see, this is a problem because I don't want to accuse her of cheating and she's not. Right. But this is my thing is, here's what you do. This is what you do, Abe. Because bitches, no matter what they do, they always going to react to you. So she's reacting to your desperation for wanting your dick sucked.
Here's what you do.
You fight as hard as you can fight. I don't know what kind of personality you are, but you fight hard to not give a fuck no more about fucking her and about getting a blowjob. Don't quit asking
every other day, hey, why don't you
do not ask for pussy from your wife. Then the shit will come out. When she starts to corner you and goes, what's going on? You go, you seem like you don't want to fuck me, so it's good. I love you for who you are. You're a funky bitch in your head. In your head, though. You funky bitch, you ain't going to fuck me? All right, we're going to pull this out. Never, ever, ever let a bitch beat you mentally.
No W's.
Because they can't do shit without your starting point. Like, they don't have, like, like I said about the nice weather, women, it's like, ooh, nice weather, so this now dictates how I'm supposed to feel today. Sunshine means I should go out and walk. Guys ain't like that. A real guy is not like that. We dictate what the fuck we do internally. Now, what she's doing is seeing you bitch up. Asking her, begging her. Don't forget, power corrupts. If you begging your bitch for pussy and she knows that shit's, like, valuable, then she gets drunk off that. And the second thing is, women like fucking as much as dudes like fucking. So if you got a woman that has clung to you in life and wanted to get married and wanted to fuck you when you first met, and now she don't, dude, you might have to call cheaters. Catch the bitch at Applebee's with some motherfucker. But,
with a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And a beard.
On a boat. On some nigga's boat. And you're like, why are you doing this to me? Listen, man, just fucking, dude. I'm fucking torn. Cause
you can't really call it. He's not. Right. You don't have enough to say.
What's going on?
Definitely. Yeah.
What, is she home all the time?
Oh, no, she's working just as hard as I am. So, I mean, it's not like she's a housewife that runs on a treadmill all day and cleans the kitchen. I mean, we're both,
what's she doing?
She hot?
Work too long. What's that?
She's hot to him because he wants to fuck her still.
But I mean,
but he's hot to her though.
But I mean, does she stay in shape? She works out. Does she
absolutely
tan? Like,
in the last.
But it don't matter though.
She's lost over 100 pounds.
To other guys.
To other guys.
Oh, he said she lost 100 pounds.
She's not a fat bitch.
Oops. Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. See, it's unfolding now. It's unfolding, man. She is. But here's what you do. Because you pull back.
And see what happens.
Let her soil her royal oats, you know what I'm saying? Her little, to get her, if she's getting some side dick, you know, you gotta look in the mirror and bite your bottom lip and fucking maybe a tear run down. She's fucking another dude, but she loves you because she's staying with you. But, she might be out, like, being her new sexy 100-pound lighter self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And she might feel like, you know, she's getting probably advances from guys that don't need her to work. A guy that probably said, listen, fuck your job, fuck that guy who got you working. Like, see, y'all got a partnership. This bitch now is doing what I always said. It's not a partnership. It's how I feel about you and how you feel about me. And she might be feeling a little more into herself and a little less into you. You understand
what I'm
saying?
She also might still perceive herself as a fat bitch, even though she lost the weight, and so the attention she's getting.
Yeah, she getting drunk off of, wow, woo, because 100 pounds,
that's
nigga.
A lot.
How much does she weigh
bitch.
Now?
She's about 145, 150.
Wow, she was 250 and now she's 100? Yeah, she's getting some side dick.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting a little side dick, dude. But don't trip out. I mean, let's be honest. What, Leah? I'm telling them that she's getting
signed. There's like 80 other options. There's like 80 other options going on.
Well, go ahead.
Well, how long was she sucking your dick before 1997? Like, were you together a long time?
We met in 95 and got married in 95. And it was
so you guys got married within a year.
Sucking on a table, just absolutely.
At 250?
And then now
table.
I'm lucky
at the 250 mark.
I'm lucky to see that thing about once a week.
You was doing a lot of fucking when she was 250.
Yeah.
So now
why'd you guys get married within a year? Sorry.
Well, no. We started low, and then she gained all that weight, and then she lost it all again.
Damn, she.
It's not like she was that heavy when we met.
It's hot again.
She's looking good.
It's hot again.
100 pounds lighter. Won't let you even eat the pussy.
Maybe you eat bad pussy.
Nigga, who
I
even?
I follow Sam Kennison's alphabet.
Oh, the alphabet tonight.
Yeah, it's like he knows he's good because he wants to keep fuck. It was good.
That doesn't mean she's cheating. She could have something going on in her head.
What?
She could be going through like one of those. Stages girls, they don't want people touching them and like.
What? Fuck, this is what a whole. Oh, fuck, this is why no one likes girls. What stage do anytime. I don't go through a stage when I don't want my dick sucked. What stage?
A lot of girls don't like.
A lot of women don't like what?
Only time I
well,
like,
I don't know anybody that doesn't want their pussy eaten. But I do know women who go through stages where they don't like people touching them.
Was your wife raped or anything?
I don't believe so.
I'm just saying there's other options. So he doesn't have
what
a fucking
options?
Panic attack.
He shouldn't have a panic. I'm not looking. There's certain medicine some people need. Some people need grape juice in it. Some people need it straight. If his wife, after 10 years, after 5 years, doesn't let him eat her pussy anymore and won't suck his dick and used to, and that was part of the situation that got them married,
right.
What would you say? What would it be for you? What would you be if me and you were together and you used to suck my dick a lot and I used to eat your pussy a lot? Now we don't. After 5 fucking years, what's going on with you?
I don't know. I would have thought that if she was cheating, he would
notice
something else.
What's going on with you? If me and you were together and all of a sudden you're not sucking my dick no more ever and you won't let me eat your pussy for 5 years.
Maybe I just all of a sudden feel like you're my friend.
Which means you would be cheating on
us. Then
you would be cheating
on
us. Is that even the difference? Is there a difference between she's cheating and she now looks at him like a friend? That's like
but
that's the same thing.
She's fucking somebody else.
It don't matter. She might as well be. Him.
No, not fucking anybody is different.
No, it is not.
It's different to you.
You're not sucking some other dude's dick.
What difference does that make if you're not sucking mine?
In her mind, it's no.
It's different.
It's different.
Like, if I wasn't sucking any dick, like, if I wasn't sucking my partner's dick, because I didn't feel like sucking dick for a
so
long time.
So, basically, it's
but
about you.
If I was sucking somebody else's dick, I feel like he'd be less respected.
Let's now leave your mind.
Right.
Let's leave your movie.
Let's leave what the movie starring you.
Starring Leah,
you. Fucking.
Directed by.
Produced by you.
Co-star.
It's my movie.
What about the needs of your partner?
I'm saying he should get his dick sucked. But I'm just saying that
Wait, Leah. Wait a minute. If you're not sucking his dick.
Okay.
Now, what I'm trying to do is get a woman's point of view and stop the horse shit. If you're not sucking my dick in a relationship and you used to, now you don't, and it's been plural years. Plural? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Plural? A lot of years.
Several
years.
Multiple
years that you haven't sucked my dick. Give me some options on how I'm supposed to think? How is this man supposed to fucking think? What is
okay,
the problem?
A?
But could you direct it towards him? Not because you're fucking, I just don't feel comfortable. My pussy's squeezing my...
I'm just saying why sometimes women act that way. There could be another option besides cheating. Like, if she was cheating, you would probably notice something
else. But do you understand
else.
On my point of view...
No, I am.
As they say in Star Wars, from my point of view, that it don't matter that if I'm not getting... Okay, put it this way. Let's say this.
What about if he
let's
gets
say this.
Dick
exactly. Abe, let me ask you this. Do you have honest conversations with your woman?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you're not fucking, ask her, is it okay for you to get some side pussy and you'll continue on with this fucking fiasco?
Just friendship.
All right.
Is it, could you do that? Do we need to walk him through what to say to her?
Yes.
All right, look, Abe, you go, sweetie, I don't know, she's probably, for a bitch, she's probably running a relationship too. Because for a bitch to have the goddamn balls to fucking not suck my dick, my girl wouldn't even, she offers to suck my dick just in case. Like, you need your dick sucked? She better. Because she knows I'm dying. I'm dying for strange.
You gotta ask him, has he confronted her about why you're not sucking my dick? Did you confront her about not sucking you?
I will ask her, and it gets...
No, has you? Have you? What's the conversations like, the why won't you suck my dick conversations? Well, give me an example of some of the conversations you had with her.
I want you to suck my dick conversation goes like this. Hey, baby.
All right, there you go. Stop right there. Stop, Abe.
Suck my dick.
Abe, here's what you got to do. You're making it about her. She's not giving you a gift. And here's the slick shit she did. Here's the shit that's grounds for side pussy. She tried to play you with not eating her pussy out so that she don't owe you.
Oh, right.
That's what bitches in Australia do.
I totally
do.
Agree with that.
Bitches in Australia buy you drinks because the whole idea that you don't, like, they won't let you buy them a drink. They buy you drinks so that they have that fucking imaginary power shit. Like, you don't owe them. So she took away that thing of, you do me and I'll do you. That reciprocatory shit.
Yeah.
And she took that away. And that was a power move that she did, dude. Here's what you fucking do. You go, look, I'm starting to feel real fucked up. It's been 10 years. I love you. You ain't sucking my dick. And that's okay. And then you just kind of walk away, dude. And she has to react to that. And you got to pull it up. You know what? You might actually have to fucking, this has to come up. You know what? This shit has to be like cancer, nigga. You can't even do a lump check on the titty. Yeah. This is a tumor. Yeah. You gotta fix that. You can't go, hey baby, hey booby pie, make me feel good. You understand what I'm saying? You can't beg from the queen. You know, there ain't no, if you're the king of your castle, nigga, you know this is how my kingdom's gonna be happy. You understand?
Yes.
Abe, do not go booby bear. I'm telling you, pull out two swords, nigga. Two swords. And cut some shit. And I mean, not literally kill a bitch. Because you can't be kidding with that with white guys. They'll kill a woman in a minute. You motherfuckers will murder your woman. That's another thing, dude. You got that shit, it just festered too long. And you know, it's like when you knew about it, I bet you it bothered you years before this. You know what I mean? It's one of those things, man. You got to look at it like any sickness. If you don't take care of it, like in the early stages, dude, it might not be curable, and you might have to start all over again and say to yourself, okay, this is what I'm not going to do the next time. Because I don't know, again, this loyalty situation. I'm telling you, I don't play that with my girl. This, hey, I got to be loyal to you in terms of sacrificing my happiness. Because, like, compromise to me is just when two people in the same room and one has to be unhappy. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying like this, you should not be compromising. Because this bitch is fine with you not eating a pussy and sucking your dick, but you ain't. Where's the compromise? It ain't. You losing, nigga. And if you losing, the whole system loses, man. You understand that, Abe?
Yes, sir, I do.
Pick your fucking shoulders up, man. Tell this bitch you gotta suck my dick or prepare exit strategy.
Roger that.
You prepare it. All right. Take care, sir. Hey, listen, we're gonna take a quick break. Take care, man. We're gonna take a quick break, man. Stay on the phones. We're taking phone calls today, as many as we possibly can. And my man Drizzle Dizzles is in the house. Drew Bugs Niggles. Drew Bugs late as a motherfucker. Why, Drew? Why? Asshole? Why? Why?
Poor planning.
Drew?
Completely poor planning.
Just see how people, see what happens? They forget about you. Fucking a couple of suspensions.
Couple of weeks.
Couple of fucking layoffs.
I didn't forget about you.
People haven't seen black film in a while. It's summertime. Here's the thing. You guys are getting your little fix because you get the little summer girls and you don't want to lose them. You fucking, you know, they're hotter now. See, I think Black Phillip is a wintertime show. I think I'm going to let you motherfuckers suffer in the summer. I just realized that.
No.
Fuck that fat nigga. He don't know shit.
No.
It's summertime.
Bitches
got on the tan lines. Oh, I'm a lonely wintertime nigga. But watch this. Watch what happens when you motherfuckers come winter and these summer bitches, they broke. You think the bitches are great because you're fucking seasonal. Nigga, you can't be seasonal. Niggas got, this shit's 24 hours a day. You can't be like a bitch. Oh, it's snowing.
Relentless.
I gotta stay in the house.
Vigil.
It's sunny. I go out. We can't be like that.
You gotta stay vigil.
You at the beach somewhere, you goofy motherfucker from Long Island. Yo, fucking, hey, how you doing?
Going to the beach.
Going to the beach. And then wintertime, it's like, this fucking chick, she don't wear the... You motherfucker. Because the bitches are out with all their little pull me towards you
amenities.
Shit. Cleavage. They shave the hair off the sides and shit. Come wintertime when you're fucking the bitches, her pussy shaved. She got hair on her asshole. You ever see a girl with hair on her asshole? I have. And I have because I was in summer love too. I was in summertime love. The bitch didn't have hair on her asshole, then winter. This bitch got hair on her asshole. And how I'm gonna do with that? Now, cause I loved her, right? The whole summer. Now I think I'm stuck. Cause I've been doing the summertime loving. Then comes the fall and I met her family for Thanksgiving. Now here comes January 1st. This bitch got hair on her asshole. Now I'm stuck cause I was loving her in the summer. Nigga, you gotta be gangster all seasons, nigga.
Vigil.
Fuck is wrong with you, Drew Boogie?
I'm so glad this came off of me.
You son of a bitch. You're late because you're fucking... Because he's light-skinned. He got his yellow
light
summer
eyes,
shit.
It matches eyes.
This nigga got the fucking...
He got the white
people eyes that pulls in the bitches.
Good hair.
Oh, my God, because it's sunny. So it got a good... Your fucking... Your hazel eyes gets a good glare.
Yes.
And he's light-skinned, so it's a little... There was some slave fucking in his family. The master snuck in. And he got that little cream color there. And he got a fucking yellow shirt that matches his skin correctly and his eyes. He's looking delicious. Some dirty Queens bitch got you late to the show. Some dirty summertime Queens bitch got you late to the show. I'm disappointed, Bookster.
You should be. She had hair on her ass.
Yeah, I know she did, but you still licked it anyway because it was summertime and she was a cutie pie. You motherfucker. All right, we're going to go on a break. Stay on the phone, man, because this is disgusting. I've left you too goddamn long. This is, what's it been, 4 months?
4 months. 3 months. Two and a half.
All right, I'll see you back, because this goddamn boogie got me mad.
Show 866 Wow 1 Wow.
You can call. I'll listen to you talk about nothing.
That's 866 Wow 1 Wow.
It's Annie Up time, bitch. I'm a pimp.
Hey, bitch.
Welcome back. Well, I'd like to welcome Drew Boogie, the late Drew Boogie.
Yeah.
Not as in dead, but just got here a little late. Found some new scuzzy bitch that he's gonna pay attention to. And he was like, baby, I gotta go. He told me, I called this nigga at 8:40. He said, I'm gonna be there at 8:45. He knew he wasn't gonna be at 8:45. Yeah. This motherfucker was, what was he doing? Eating some pussy books?
No, I was actually got caught up in traffic. I really did. I had timed out. I had timed out the pussy so that I can get here on time.
You got some ass?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yes.
But
some ass. And she's like, why do you have to go, Drew? And this is what she did. This is what bitches do. Do you get paid to do it? And he goes, not really, but I just like doing it. Don't you like me, my bad guy? You should have said, bitch, you hauling me back. And then walked out.
No. She knows the show. She listens to the show.
Does she really?
Yeah.
She's black. She listening
white.
Now?
She's white.
She's a white girl.
Yeah, she's listening now. Yeah. Good girl.
You can't put a white girl in check?
No, it's not her. It was me.
It was you.
It was me. It was my fault. I'm not going to blame her. It's my fault.
Look what happens.
That's right.
This is why this show...
This is also what happened.
This is why this cannot be once a month. Because guys just fucking forget.
I fuck up. But I'm usually in Jersey. I can get here in 2 seconds from where I am. But I was in Queens. I don't know my
Queens
way around
getting
too
some
well.
Old stinking Queens gooch.
It was Queens, huh?
And I, gooch. You know... I came around in the, there's a quick way to get here and I didn't know it.
I that was a mixture of gash and cooch.
Gooch.
And some gashy.
Gashy gooch.
So really, how was it? Was it worth it? Was it worth being late?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, not worth being late.
But was it worth it, though? The nut. Was the nut worth it?
Drew, I know who it is, so was it worth it?
Yeah.
All right.
It was worth the nut.
No, not being late. But
no, I'm not upset that you're late, Drew. I just want to make sure you wasn't late because you was cuddled the fuck up with some girl
cuddling.
In Queens. Now, if you fucked her and said, yo, I'm out. Yo, dry yourself off with the top of my hat and I'm gone. That's different than Schnookums Boo. I got to head on over there. I just want to make sure you wasn't Schnookums boobying.
Oh, don't go yet.
You wasn't tickling her.
No.
You wasn't doing this on her stomach.
No. I left... And I hit this highway, and it was completely yammed. And then I had to go around.
What highway was it? Call 1010.
What's the highway that goes to the Triborough from
Grand
Queens?
Central.
Not the Grand Central,
BQE
but
BQE to Grand Central.
It's the highway that goes to Randall's Island, and you hit the Triborough, and then it goes into
Grand Central
59th or something like that. Well, not the Grand Central, but
Dante
after the toll.
Knows.
It's after the toll.
After the toll, Grand Central.
Is that road packed on a Saturday at 9 o'clock?
Something was going on.
Coming,
it was packed.
Coming from Queens.
Coming into the city.
I want an investigation. I want to know what traffic was like.
The Triborough Bridge going to the Harlem River Drive was completely yammed. So I had to go around. I had to go up to the George Washington and come down.
Gay Pride, they're taking over the bridge.
The problem is that Drew Boogie went from Queens and then he went up into Connecticut to come back.
I went the wrong way. Because I don't know the 59th Street way.
You took the Connecticut shortcut to New York?
I took the long way. Because I only know how to get to Queens from Jersey.
I had to go to Boston.
That nigga.
And come down from Boston.
But he went through Philly and Delaware to get the balls in. All right, bro.
Must have been some good pussy.
It's good to see you, dude. It wouldn't be a show without Drew Boogie.
Drew
so we're happy to see you.
Sure I was here.
And the young lady listening, I hope your vagina was good enough to make our friend Boogie late.
Yes.
I hope you can make the muscle squish. I hope that the hymen is still like.
I don't like the type pussy.
Like,
you like a tight pussy? I don't like a tight.
I see. What? This is my thing. Nah. I don't like tight. I do like tight only because I would like to have it tight. Around my fucking Jimmy. I don't have a 12-inch dick.
I like a pussy like a drunk man's mouth, just sloppy.
See, okay.
Have
see
you,
see you, you, yeah. You are saying this based on. See, there's a difference. Tight and then there's big lips. I like the outs. I like the inside of my pussy tight. I like the outside to look like you said, a drunk man's mouth or Robert De Niro's face. And Raging Bull. I like my pussy to look attacked.
Oh, I thought Dante liked to shit knocking around there like the dinner bell.
Yeah, see, we thought the inside.
I like it sloppy like that.
Inside?
Just, yeah, because
you like knocking around
the,
in there.
Wait, a sloppy inside pussy?
Yeah,
that bitch need to go to the gynecologist. We talk about a sloppy outside pussy.
I like it. Work the corners.
How come the shit you say, motherfucker? How dare you fucking question me about liking fat bitches? How dare you? And you like midgets? Legitimately has a thing for midgets, and that is in the fetish department. Trust me. When you can't even find midget porn it's a special, like you have to type in special shit to find midget porn, like a freaky website.
You showed me a fat bitch that clearly could be in a circus. She could be. In the circus.
At least.
As the fat lady in the circus.
So? But.
Which is clearly. She was clearly a
fat lady at the circus in the same category of fucking, like, fetish as any midget?
Even midgets are in the circus, too.
A 400-pound bitch or a fucking midget. I don't even have to describe a midget. Because they are what they are all the time. That's like saying, yo, I got a thing for bitches with Down syndrome and blonde
hair. That's not true, because I don't like all midgets. It's got to be a hot midget.
You like midgets. When you say, you can't, midgets ain't around enough for you to go, you know what? I like motherfucking light-skinned midgets. Midgets are a fucking particular group.
You know what? That's like my pops likes jazz. If you don't like jazz, you think all jazz is the same.
So please describe me a midget.
I don't like the big head.
Describe me one. They all got big heads. Dwarfs got little heads.
I don't know. He's completely right. Not all midgets.
That one Bridget the fucking midget is the only midget without a big head. Any other porn midgets, the bitches got giant midget heads.
That's not true, because we, the little...
Bridget the midget.
No, but there was the little black chick that's the midget. She don't have the big head.
Nigga, she got the large little skull. This is the one you fucked.
What, the one I
fucked? This is the one you fucked.
What, the midget I fucked?
Yeah, the midget you fucked had a big head?
Nah. I mean, she had a big head because she was a midget, but it wasn't like enormous. Not like the Easter Island shit.
Nigga, that bitch had a big head, Reggie, because they have big heads. See, but I don't understand why you want...
Will you tell her? There's some people that have... Some midgets that have the... What is it?
I want to know where Dante got a midget at.
Exactly. How can you have a specific midget that you would fuck? Like, you can't. You have to take whatever midget comes your way if you have a midget fetish.
Nah, Dante doesn't like the dwarfs with the big heads. Dante likes the little people.
Yeah.
With the even heads.
Nigga, they all the same.
And you still shouldn't frown at him about fat bitches.
Because he spent 2 hours trying to show me a fat bitch that I would fuck. Like different.
And you know what? It was mysweetfatty.com, right? And it was thousands of fat bitches. You go to midgets. Not only will you find only four, right? You don't even find places where regular midgets. There's not even square midget sites where midgets meet each other.
Yes, it is. He's bringing it up.
Yeah, there's some big community that.
Oh, he's on my fatty. He's on my fatty. Look at him.
Is there a midget community?
Yes.
How do you know?
There's little people parties and everything.
Yeah.
And like, what do you be doing the door, nigga? How do you be getting yourself in?
I'm bouncing.
Wait a minute. Danny, find a midget convention site. Anything.
Littlepeople.com or something like that.
Little People Singles. Here it is right here on the side. On the right-hand side. All right. Little People Singles. Free to join. Thousands of pictures of beautiful little people singing. click that up. Nigga, suck my dick.
Look, I can't see.
I don't even want to see.
And they all, and you know, there's a bunch of faces of serious midgets. Like,
sexy.
I'm a lawyer midget. I'm an acting midget. Fuck you, nigga. If you're going to put fat bitches up against midgets, nigga, give me some more pictures of give me some of the pictures, man. Oh my God, you ought to be goddamn ashamed of your fucking self. You gonna make fat bitches and listen to this is the thing too. I'm not into fetishy midgets are fetish, period. Fetishy fat bitches, you could, but I'm not into fetishy fat bitches. I'm into just juicy big fat girls. Like Leah.
What the fuck?
I'm into that kind of fat girl.
I'm size 12. That's average.
That's a fat bitch.
That's pretty
Lane,
juicy.
That's Lane
not
Bryan.
Not that juicy.
On the low end.
Nice.
That's 12 and moving into 14, nope. 16.
No.
Everybody dance now.
No, I did not.
And I am telling you.
I think you can still get your size at like a fucking
I'm
store.
Not going. Cause you're the best man I ever known. That's a fat bitch song.
That's not a fat bitch song.
You're a big girl, Leah. I would put you in. I wouldn't put you in fat, but for me, no. But
for me, that's my cutoff. That's it.
So Leah is right.
She is DEFCON 12.
She's at DEFCON her jeans size. Bitch, you had DEFCON 12. She looking at you like, Dante, how could you? I see what happens when you... I'm being honest with you. You're not a fat girl to me. In society, socially, you're a fat girl. Socially.
Well, wait a minute. What's Leah's demographic for men? Is it white
black
guys?
Men.
Is it black guys? Is it black men?
She has a white boyfriend because I think Leah is a little racist.
I don't know. I'm not raised.
Keep
at
that
all.
Shit on what you just had, dog. Keep this. Look at this shit. Look at the. Come on, dude.
Is that two vaginas?
It's midget pussy.
No, underneath it. What's underneath it?
It's midget pussy. It's all just midgets fucking, dude. I mean, she got a good looking hairy puss, but it's something. It's just whack.
Oh, that's delicious.
And it's a dude that says, my hot midget girlfriend. He should be punching his fucking jaw. You don't have a hot midget girl. This is what I'm saying. You can get a hot fat bitch. You can't get a hot midget. That is pure fetish, dude. That's like bestiality. That's like fucking.
Oh, shit.
It's in the same realm.
No, it is not.
Come on now.
It's a
that
person.
Fucking a dog.
All right, it's a per. All right.
Yeah, leave it.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying when I say that. And I don't want any midgets to be
too late now.
All right, I like to apologize. And I'm trying to be contrite, you little fuckers.
You're going to be on Fox.
I'll see him coming, nigga.
Breaking red.
All right, let me step back since my own crew.
That's a fat bitch.
Wait a minute. Wait. Yeah, but this one I'll pop. This is fetish fat. This one is just a fat bitch. But listen, let me explain something. What I meant by that. These fat bitches are in the the ones you just shown are in the category of bestiality. Meaning, fucking them is just, it's a special
fetish.
Thing.
Don't say bestiality.
Yeah, that's because it's fucking an fetish. Animal. That's
but you're comparing it. I'm saying,
are you like, talking the commandments. That's in like the don't
shut the fuck up. Everybody shut up. Let me explain what the fuck
three
I mean.
Three against one.
Wait a minute. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to explain to you what I meant. I'm saying that it's a very specific thing to be in. I'm not comparing midgets to animals.
I know that.
But it's fucking a fat bitch is not very specific. Because then it's like, you have to be specific if you fuck Leah.
I'm not a fat bitch.
Hey.
Defcon.
Tomatoes, tomatoes.
Defcon.
And you eat both. I'm sorry.
I don't eat either.
I think I know what you mean, but I usually draw that line at horridly obese. Like,
horridly obese. These
fold.
Bitches is
ridiculous.
Okay. To all fuck right. This fat girl on the picture that look, I'm on steakandcheese.com. To fuck a fat girl with her stomach is hanging over her
I
pussy.
I understand that.
Is and so when I said that, that is like bestiality. I'm not saying fucking a midget is like fucking a dog, but I'm saying it's very for a regular sized motherfucker to fuck a midget. It's very specific.
Okay, that's just like you saying this. That would be just like me saying Leah is the same as them chicks.
No, it's
right
not.
There. It's that's not
because there's
not...
no qualification. You can argue about Leah's fatness. We're arguing now. I say she's fat. You say she's 12 is a fat girl. But for me, that's cool. Midgets are very specific. If you're 4'11",
I'm not
you're
saying
you're a midget.
I don't think Leah's
think
a fat girl. I think she is a big girl, and that's why.
What's the difference between big and?
Because she's not blah. Like she's not shapely, and she.
I have a waist.
But that's you're qualifying. Fat girls. That's what I'm saying. You can't qualify
Why
a midget.
Not?
You
Why
can't
not?
Go, oh shit.
Yes, you can.
By the fact that one of their heads is not as big as the other, that's the qualifications for a midget head.
Actually, it is. You. If
what
I,
about
I
the
like,
body? What? That's what I'm saying. They're the same.
If it's not deformed, like I don't like the deformity.
It's a person.
Like with the, I don't like the, like the what was the
deformity? Okay.
Yeah, there's some,
the Hobbit?
Some little
I
people.
I mean, other than the fact.
Willow?
That they're
little. They could, there's some little people
under
that are.
Rainbow?
Huh?
My cousin was in Under the Rainbow. He's a little person.
He's what?
Yeah.
My cousin. Under
oh, see, she got a special... See,
special term.
Yeah, look, fucking her cousin. And,
look, there's little people. There's little people
my
that are...
My cousin's a little... Let me tell you a nigga that fucks midgets. I'm going to tell you a motherfucker that fucks fat bitches. Is a nigga that calls them fat bitches, right? I love him enough to say I love a fat bitch. This nigga calls them little people. That's how you know that he's trying to sneak into the culture. That's why it's very dangerous. I keep calling midgets, and Dante keep making a face like, dude, he doing a... No midgets, man. They little people. Nigga, you fucking these little big-head motherfuckers on a regular basis, and how the fuck can you possibly say fucking a fat girl is the same category as fucking midgets? It's less specific. Just because Lee is not as fat as those girls, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, I'm like one third.
But I'm saying, what I'm saying is there are
big women or what you would consider a fat bitch that I would up to a point.
Who's a fat bitch that you would?
Leah.
Fucking hell, guys.
Now you fuck fat ass Leah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a great fucking ass.
Leah, look.
Yeah, you're having a hard time getting past the word fat.
I just hate that fucking word.
Well, what word do you want?
I like your word. I like juicy. Rotund. That's really nice. Rotund is fucking ugly. Rotund is like, I'm going to roll you down the hill and hopefully you'll take out a few cottages and maybe roll over a small dog. Like, I don't fucking
so
like
when
that
you
word.
When you buy a chicken, right, at the store, right?
I like the one
when you buy a
juicy
whole juicy chicken.
I like juicy chicken.
And you like a juicy chicken because it's what?
Fat.
I mean, all right, so we'll call it juicy. Instead of calling my girl dumb, I call it charming. It makes her feel better when I call it charming. If I go, sweetie, you're just charming. It's my way of saying you are fucking retarded. So juicy is fine if you want to do that. But I'm saying coming from the source, from me, if I call you fat and I'm like, man, you fat, but you gotta understand, I'll fuck a fat girl. It has to be fetishy not for me to fuck her. Fetishy.
Well, isn't there a line where that fetish has a different name other than fat that you wouldn't fuck?
Yeah, obese.
Animal.
Freaky.
It gets into beastie.
Now you're confusing
that bitch
it.
Is a horse.
Jesus.
Those go no. like
4,500. A horse implies some kind of shape with muscle.
That bitch is a giant. She's a, what's the one of the X-Men? What's the nigga that's the blob?
Okay, there you go.
I wouldn't fuck the blob. Okay. Name a fat bitch on TV. I'll tell you she fat.
The woman from
the comedian chick.
Who?
Roz?
Nicole, the black chick, the one that was on Living Single.
Mm. Kim Cole, yes. Nigga, Kim Cole, that's my yes. wife, son. You think she's fat?
Yeah.
And you want to fuck Kim Cole?
Yes, I would. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then, what the fuck are you talking about?
She's all right,
so name a midget that... sexy midget that niggas who don't fuck midgets would fuck.
I don't know.
Now, you just named a fat bitch. You don't fuck fat bitches, right? And you named a fat bitch you would fuck. There's two fat girls you fuck. One Leah and the other one Kim Cole.
I feel awesome.
Give me a fucking midget that you're going to go, yo, she's a hot bitch. I'll fuck
like
bitch.
There's a bunch of, midgets that you would that I could rattle off.
That's why it's very specific.
Does she have to be extra hot for you to bang a little person? Extra hot?
Fuck no.
So the regular ones you don't do?
No.
Yes, you all right, do.
Then you know
he'll
what?
He'll fuck any midget. He's lying, nigga.
Oh.
He's lying.
Yeah, he'll be hot.
Nigga, if it's a midget, he's in it. I'm gonna fuck a midget in a minute.
Why they gotta sound like the little fuckers?
He's changing up their political flag.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know what, Dante? It.
What?
That's what she just called you. Sissies have rainbows. What's midgets?
They have rainbows too.
Like if it has a sticker,
oh.
It has a yellow brick road. If a midget has a yellow brick, somebody has a yellow brick road sticker on the bumper.
I'm in there.
They're fucking midgets.
Have you seen Willow? With all the midgets?
Yeah, you jerked off the Willow.
A lot of chicks in there.
How about
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, that nigga was no.
They got hairy feet.
I don't like gay midgets. It was all dudes.
That nigga looked at some of them women hobbits and he was wagging his shit.
Dante got
there's
video.
One to the
yes.
blonde
nigga, that motherfucker got yeah, Wizard of Oz. He got six versions of Wizard of Oz.
He got Oompa Loompas Gone Wild.
Ooh, he
Oompa Loompas Gone Wild.
That nigga jerked off the Chocolate Factory Willy Wonka. he fucks bitches. He fucks midgets to that. Boom, 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 baloom. But he's like, Reggie, I'm coming.
He's just gonna go outside and be like 80,000 little
I'm
people beating him.
I'll bust their ass. Come on in, baby. Come on in. come on in. Hi. Oh, you're looking fabulous. How did you pull your t-shirt over that big head? Oh, well, I worked hard, cut it, and then I sewed it back up so it fits around my neck. You like it?
Yeah, come on in.
This is some good pussy. Give it to me.
You sound like Edward G. Robinson.
Oh, my God. Are you getting terrible? Oh, that was so great. Let me give me that ladder so I can crawl down off the bed and go get some water. Reggie?
What's up, baby?
Can you lift me up to, can you lift me up to get a glass of water? Why is your toilet so high?
He's kicking a meat on his toilet.
Bitch, take a shower in the sink.
Oh, God.
You midget fucking nigga.
They're little people.
My cousin. You asshole. My cousin.
What?
Listen, stop this shit, man. Oh. All right.
People need help, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, dude. Oh, God.
Wow. All
right. Go to Ricky in California. Ricky. Ricky?
Yeah.
My phone, yo, dude. How you going? What's up?
Nah, man. I got the problem, man. I've been trying to talk to my girl about, you know, getting some breast implants for probably about 6 months right now. You know, I've been hollering at her. You know, all her friends got some nice ass titties, you know what I'm saying? She see me looking and she be, you know what I'm saying, asking me about, you know, what I'm looking at, but I don't know how to put it down.
So what's the titty look like right now?
Man, 34
What's wrong with them?
You know what I'm saying? We got a kid together, so when she was pregnant, you know, they was looking nice, but now they, you know.
Oh, shit, wait, so they, are they flopping? They small floppy tits?
Not floppy, you know what I'm saying?
They're a mess, though. She lost a little bit of something with the kid.
Yeah.
That's one of them things, dude. Yeah. Like, my girl got them, but she had them because she had a kid. And what happened is they just, it was, you got to say it for, like it's not, it was for cosmetic reasons, but it was for less than cosmetic. It was like, because her shit just went out like a balloon.
Eggs.
So,
yeah.
Right. So what she did was, all it did, like, if she put in, like, a B cup, would that just be filling in the what empty space? Like,
It got to be C. Without a C, it ain't really.
But
doing
is she that. Got? But is there some stretched skin there to fit some of those?
She had a C before.
Yeah,
she had
always been an A. You know, it got up to a.
But the skin. But see, the skin. The fact is, if the skin dropped, she could put that shit in.
Yeah.
You gotta just kind of. You know what you do, dude? You know how computers, when you go on computers, and it goes to the last. It always goes to the last site you was at. You know, it gives you a history, an address history. Go to like 5 or 6
breadcrumbs.
Like, you know, my girl's titties are a mess.com, whatever you have to do, just to let it, when she goes on a computer, and she'll see what you've been looking at. So leave a lot of evidence around.
I one better that, than that.
Go ahead.
You know, I mean, one of her best friends, you know what I'm saying, she caught me cheating with her, and, you know, she asked me why I did, and I said, you know, I wanted some big titties.
And she's still with you?
Man, you know how it is, man.
Nigga, you might as well. Nigga, just tell her. You know what you do? You got enough money to pay for them?
Yeah, man.
Nigga, you set up an appointment.
Yeah.
Set up an appointment and take the bitch in to get her titties fixed. Cause you told him you cheated and
she's still
and
with
you told her that stuff.
Well, friend.
Nigga, take her in. Stop trying to convince her. Stop asking her. Just bring her ass in. You got a kid with her. You own half the bitch. Fuck that. Bring her in, dude. That's it right there.
Yeah.
After you told me that shit, it's like, nigga, if you pimp that. Pimp the
titties.
Put the schedule on that bitch.
I had to play the dumb role, you know, with that, you know, because I told her, you know, she was out of town, you know, I just said, well, you know, a friend came by, so I was like, you know, I ain't had no choice, but, you know the rules.
She came by, so
nigga,
I had to fuck
her. This nigga's amazing. Motherfucker, how could you possibly be asking me for advice when you fucking bitch said, and then told her the reason you fucked and go, look, those messes right there, it caused me to fuck your girl, so that's exactly why. And you're going, I don't know what to do. Nigga, smack her in the face with $100 bills and take her to get them fixed.
I don't really have a lot left, man, you know?
You don't have what left?
I said I didn't use my one player card. I really can't just come at her like that.
You nigga,
I know what it is.
Set the. Here's what you do. Trust me, if her titties ain't shit, she knows it. Take this. What you do for whenever her birthday is or whatever special occasion.
I got you.
Maybe that a special occasion called tomorrow. Fucking take her ass and get her an appointment. You go do the investigating. Don't send it to no Mexico motherfucker.
Yeah.
Send it to a guy that has a lot of different good-looking pictures, and you throw the fucking pamphlet down, and you set up her an appointment.
Yeah, set
when
up.
When you pay a bitch for something, she's going to do it.
That's right.
Trust me. Trust me. This nigga's already got it going. He's like, bitch, look it. Bitch, I got my dick sucked because you lost your wisdom tooth.
Sound like he got a lifetime pimp card anyway.
Fuck that shit, nigga. Don't... Yeah, just pay for it. If you're going to pay for it, pay for it. All right, thanks, dude. Al. Al in Boston. Al.
Yes, dude.
Al, what's up, man?
Yo, Patrice, man, I need your help.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I am feeling like a threesome slipping away.
What you need? What you need? Some some AIDS medicine, nigga? You all right?
What the fuck?
I had a long day drinking, man. Hey,
oh, shit.
My girl, I've been with her for about a year and a half, and she is a good girl.
Okay.
She does just about everything I want, like fulfills all my fantasies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of my biggest fantasies is having a threesome.
Okay.
And when we first started dating, she used to send me pictures of her and, like, a girl that she, you know, used to do lesbian shit with. You know, they'd look at each other's tits, and they would send me text messages. You know, saying, oh, come over here, and we'll have a little threesome. And, you know, getting pretty good.
All right, get to it, nigga.
Well, I went up and met them one night, but it didn't happen, and now it's kind of like slipping away. I don't get the texts anymore. She doesn't talk about it.
Oh, the momentum of it. Yeah, because she was in control of it. She was in control of it. This is the big thing. If your girl, and this is a big problem with my girl in the threesome shit, she likes girls, but she ain't a full-fledged dyke. She's bisexual, but she's bisexual. Like, girls who are, like, dykes and true bisexual women, they like hunt. They have that gene where they like to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get these bitches that don't want you to do the work, and they don't want to do the work. They just want threesomes to appear magically and shit like fairies. So a lot of times, when I first started, I had to talk to the bitch, and my girl didn't like it because I was like, I had to initiate, and I had to tell her, look, sweetie, one of us got to fucking get this going because you think I'm bullshitting. See, that's you. This is it's your fault because you're letting her dictate the urgency of the situation. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to figure this out. What you got to do, dude, is you got to tell her, look, you got to put it on her. Hey, I was just going to let you move at your own pace, but put it on her a little bit. I was going to let you move at your own pace, but it seems that you've lost your focus a little bit on this threesome situation, and I was just wanted to get that going again because I've been thinking about it.
You had a rough time with that, though.
What's that?
When you made the connection,
right?
And she lost it.
She didn't like
the fact that she didn't have the control.
But she understood after a while. Like when I was telling her, I had to go, look, bitch, I don't have to tell you. I can fuck this other chick because really, I'm doing what I'm supposed
to
do.
That wasn't intro threesome 101. That was next level pimping. I don't know.
Dude.
This girl, right?
Same age. How does he give me his age? He's
through the mic.
I would go on a vacation because then the woman feels safer. They feel like you can't start a relationship with this person because they're far away. It'll just be fucking.
Yeah, but like, you still got to meet, which is, I guess there's places you could go, which is Brazil, and then there's like
those resort places.
And shit. But that's not a guarantee. That's one thing. Say that again.
I said, I'm a poor boy from Boston.
See, that's what I'm saying. He can't do all of that shit. This is a square dude. Okay. And the thing about it, though, that guys like, I like square pussy, conquering square pussy better than I like to buy a hooker to come into the house. I'll go to that shit Wayne be telling me that, which never works.
Trippy?
No, the fucking stupid Craigslist.
Yeah.
It's, I've yet to meet a bitch on Craigslist and get pussy. I don't get it. But guys like to conquer square bitches. It's something in you when you can get a.
It is the thrill of the hunt. We are animals and we have to hunt it and get it.
Yes, sir. So, look, dude, you just gotta reintroduce, cause it doesn't sound like she was really dogging you. It's just that her shit feigned a little bit. But just bring it back to her a little bit. Just try to bring it back to her.
Yeah, but this is a girl that his girl brought to the...
She was kind of mad it was with a friend, you know? Like, she didn't want it with her girlfriend. She She wants me to.
Yeah, but
like,
but you—that's your job to talk around her rules, though. So see, her rules are always based on like an emotional thing. Like her rules are gonna be based on how she feels, but she'll try to pretend like it's some well thought out shit. She just don't want this bitch around. This is like what Leah just said was absolutely what she was talking feelings, which is. I don't want her around. Right. That's why the bitch don't like you kissing them. Because I found out from bitch, kissing is love to them.
It's intimate.
Kissing is like, they love
you. Get a random chick.
I had a chick in a threesome say, you could sleep with her, but don't kiss her. I could lick her ass, but I can't kiss her?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, well, I kissed the bitch. Me and my girl was fucking this girl, and I kissed her, and my girl... was like, what the fuck is this? Flavor of Love? Straight up. in the middle of the fucking... She did not like how much I was kissing this bitch, dude. And I was like, what is your fucking problem? If we're doing a three... If we're doing something, if we're swinging and she's fucking a dude and she's kissing him and not sucking his dick, I'm not gonna fuck... I'm gonna go good. Rather you get mono, bitch, than dick breath, you piece of garbage. I'm licking this girl's twice, and you're fucking mad about me being passionate, you clown? Dude, you're not in a bad, bad way. All you have to do is just use a little bit of slow down, I'm not anxious logic.
Yeah.
You got to do two things. Every time she says some emotion, you got to say something really quick that makes sense logically, but don't do it like you're trying to get it. You got to do it like you're trying to just help her to not be so ridiculous.
Help her to explore her bisexuality.
Yeah, just like, put it.
She's already done that. She's been with girls.
Right, but see what it is that she don't want you to like take advantage of her thing. And that's another thing that I hate, the fact that women can goddamn do gay shit and come back from it. That just is not fucking fair. Like that y'all can just exercise that and like you can't go, if y'all go, hey, you ever got fucking ass, dog? And you go, yeah, back when I was 17, nigga, you are a fag for the rest of your life. You don't go in and out of fagness as a dude. Girls can play with this bisexual shit.
I don't appreciate how you put that on me.
Well, instead. I was looking at you. I mean, I could have looked at Danny.
You could have said I can't.
Well, I was looking at you talking to you. I can't find Wayne, but it wouldn't have been no point to say that because Wayne would have been like, I continue to be.
Girl doesn't want it to be with her friend. I think that's really what it ends up. I think they should go to a bar, find some random chick.
Yeah.
I think it's really about.
I agree. I don't think that you're. I just think you're not being pushing enough. Not pushy, but you're not being conniving enough. You're not being strategic enough. But you'll be all right. All right. See you later, dude. Jay from Ohio. Jay, what's up, buddy? Jay. Jason.
Jay.
Hello. Sweetie?
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Jay?
You there?
Hello?
Hello?
Jay a junkie? I don't know. Jay, is that the same guy as his wife? He's probably on drugs again because this bitch is too fat.
He just thought his wife was fucking. He shot himself.
I don't know. That nigga needs to stop. White Brian. Fair enough.
Black.
White Brian, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, bro hams.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I just wanted
you,
to tell
thank
you...
Thank you, crack them.
Before I get it started, I wanted to tell you that I would definitely bang Bridget the Midget.
You would do what?
I would bang Bridget the Midget.
Bridget the Midget is...
Hot.
She's very Egyptian looking.
Thank you, my friend.
I will say that Bridget the Midget... If I was to go midgety, she is a sexy woman. But that's why but all the other midget porn ladies have big, fat heads. There's not another sexy, she has a regular woman's head. That's the only fucking reason, dude. But other than that, it's creepy.
Probably got a little person's vagina, though.
That's the thing, and that's another thing I think that, like, if women are listening, that's how women go quickly. Now, let's figure it out. Like, hold up.
This is what we got to figure out. Because okay. Women are fucked up like this. Women go, it's probably pedophilia. They like little girls, but they're not little girls, but they're... Shut the fuck up, bitch. Now, we're going to listen to why...
Oh, she's cute.
She's absolutely... Hot. She's sexy.
She's totally
like, she looks... Like, she has a... If you put her head... On she'd somebody else's body, she'd still be a bad.
You put her head on a fat bitch, he'd fuck her.
If you put on a fat bitch,
but okay, Reggie, okay, listen. Let's figure this out right now. You gotta explain.
I like short chicks.
Wait. You gotta explain midget fucking and what's sexy about. Like fat bitches, I'll tell you what it is. I like the mushiness. I like to grab something. And that's exactly
I
like
what
that
I,
sound.
That's
really
what I don't like.
Does he have a question?
I don't like that.
You don't like?
I don't like the mushiness.
Like
how can you like the rib cage feel? I hate that shit, dude.
I like, you know, it's fun. I like a bodybuilder chick. Like
this
a,
is what I really called about. The fat bitches.
Oh, you don't like fat bitches?
No, I do like fat bitches.
He see, like midgets.
Let me tell you, I told the guy.
No, he didn't say he didn't like midgets. Hold on, White Brian. He didn't say he liked midgets. He said he would fuck Bridget.
Okay.
But he didn't say he liked midgets.
I think he should say what a fat bitch is. Like the fat bitches on there, like the 250, 450.
All right, what's a fat bitch to you? Is it Leah?
Me? I'm a pretty big guy, so a fat bitch to me is...
No, not relative to you, dude, because you got separate eyes. This is what I'm saying. Anybody fat, I call them fat, and people go, how can you call me fat? You're fat. That has nothing to do with my eyeballs, nigga.
We talking about
my
you.
My eyes say you fat.
I'm fat.
So
I'm fat,
what?
So
now what? Wait a minute. White Brian, wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Sorry.
What? That's okay. What? Okay, now Leah's a 12, and she has. I'll describe Leah as this. Leah's almost like Bridget the Midget of fat girls. She has a regular girl's face.
Yeah.
Like if you scan her, like from top to bottom with a camera, you'd be like, wow, okay. She got little shoulders, little regular arms, shapely titties, and then her bottom torso is where things have a problem.
That's where things go awry.
Her bottom torso is like, god damn. So which makes me think she's a 12 up top and a 14 at bottom.
No, I'm actually an 8 up top.
Does she have a vagina?
Does she have what?
I have a fucking vagina.
No, he said good vagina, right?
Does she have a vagina?
Oh, no, basically he don't care. So what, he's like, does she have a pussy, nigga? Because if
I'll hit it.
It's just like a nigga that goes, if she's breathing, nigga, I'll hit it. Now,
it's all
what,
pink inside, right?
But what do you consider, other than...
No, it's not at all pink inside. Clearly we've seen more pussy than you have.
Well, I think it better be pink. It shouldn't be brown.
No.
You gotta ask me what I consider a fat bitch?
Yeah.
Meaning this, not your self-esteem level, like who you think you can get. But when you see her, you go, that's a fat girl. She ain't that fat. That's a fat girl. Right. Like, what do you consider fat?
I would say, geez, I don't know, man. I'm 6 feet tall and I weigh about 350.
Okay, so you're 6 foot 350.
A girl
okay.
as big as me, or actually,
wait a minute,
you would
a girl as big as you is considered fat. Okay, we know that. That's
six,
but
six,
that
three,
is
50.
Fucking
that's,
damn,
option,
that's despicable, nigga. Now,
no,
what?
Hey, I'm a fat boy.
Wait a minute,
that's horrendous.
We got to give them examples. Wait a second.
5'5". How big could she be at 5'5"?
Let me tell you. Okay, a fat girl to me is about. Well, it depends on the height, of course, but let's say a 5'5 girl that's, you know, 170 pounds, that would be fat.
That's a fat girl. But see, that's that's 5'5", 170, this is what I'm saying. See, but,
that's real fat.
Now, other than the fact that you would fuck them, do you see that as being attractive? Not the fact that you'll go, fuck it, I'll fuck her because she's breathing, but do you find that to be an attractive size?
There are big girls that are attractive, yes.
Now, but 5'5", 170 shapely.
He's not.
If she had
he just fucks fat.
Yes.
He just fucks fat girls.
He's not
Let me ask you a question.
Girls are
would you fuck White Brian?
White Brian, yeah. Would you fuck a fat, if you lost 200 pounds and you got in shape, would you still fuck fat women?
No, I wouldn't.
All right, he don't like fat women. You're just
fucking hard.
That's called attrition. That is called attrition, nigga.
Relative size.
That's just like the soldiers fucking Iraqi hookers, because that's what's there.
Accessibility.
So I like, see, if I lost weight,
you would still fuck fat.
You're a fat man liar, Brian. You're on punishment. You lied on your fatness. And you're lying on your chubby chasers.
When you say it's all pink,
Brian is a loser, and he will fuck anything that's accessible.
Lord Westmall from Arkansas. This looks interesting. Lord. Oh, wait, no. Don't go to Lord Westfall. I'm sorry, Lord. Stay there, Lord Westfall. Is he still there? Go to Tim in Chicago. Tim.
Yo.
Tim, what's up, man? Go ahead, dude. It says you popped a midget.
Yes. I have fucked a midget. And it's not all that, man. I'll tell you that much.
What now?
He's really small and tight. The only thing that makes your cock look monstrous.
That's what it is, nigga. That's what it is. You will not get me to not say that fucking a midget is not a fetish. You can't go, I just have a regular sexual attraction to a midget.
It is a fetish. I'm not saying it's not a fetish.
So what's the fetish, man? Okay, dude, what attracted you to the midget at first?
As she said.
Well, she had a really cute face. That was about it. She stood up probably about 3'5". She was a short one. And went back to her place and started making out and shit. And then we went into her room and she had a stepladder by her bed just to get on the stupid thing. That was horrible.
That is so sexy.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Dante's filling up.
No problem, dude.
They don't all have small vaginas either.
Who wants a Dante big pussy midget? What's the fucking point there?
They really like their personality.
Why would you want her to... This is what's killing me, dog. Why the fuck would you want regular size shit on a midget? Why the fuck would you go, yo, she got a regular pussy and a regular head. I'm a fuck a midget. What the fuck is the attraction to that?
Okay, let me ask you this. You ever dated a short chick, like a really short chick?
Yeah, I know
chick,
a short bitch.
Crazy booty, like...
She's regular,
nigga.
Okay,
like, all right, how about like
4'11"? That's a midget. When you're in the fours?
No, that's like a 4'11". That's like a fucking South American.
I'm sorry, cousin's a midget.
4'11" is borderline normal.
She's the professional midget knower. 4'11" is
it's like
short.
A Colombian. It's a fucking Mexican.
4'11" is not that short for
my
me.
My girl's daughter's 4'11". She's 8". If a regular person, put it this way, if there was some person that was shaped like a regular person at 4'11", that'd be fine, but there are no regular shaped 4'11".
Yes,
local.
There is.
There
yes.
are no I'm telling hot 4'11".
Son, I've seen
they're all on TV,
three,
too.
5.
Isn't, what's, hanged out with,
with Nick. I saw 3'5".
Brown hair.
Oh, not 3'5".
Comic. Is always used to work for Sal. She's like 4'10".
Oh, you talking about
Esther?
Esther.
Nigga, I don't want to know about no open mic midgets.
She's 4'10".
She's 4'10". I never seen no hot midget comedian, niggas.
She's not a midget. She's 4'10". She's fucking Colombian.
Fuck, I gotta see this bitch. I gotta see her before I be the judge of that. There's no way. This short, sexy shit.
I can't remember the last
shit.
Name.
Four. Yeah, if a bitch in her profile goes,
that's the wrong.
I'm
no.
4". You're 4 what? Bitch, if you don't say I'm 4'20", don't say shit. If you don't say I'm 4'20", which makes you about 5'9". Nigga, you out your fucking mind, dude. You can't convince me of that. You won't convince me. I won't take it. I won't take it from you. Lord, what's going on, Danny? Lord Westfall, Arkansas, man. Lord Westfall. Sorry, buddy. This midget thing's got me upset. Go ahead.
Hey, Patrice.
How are you,
when
sir?
When I approach a girl, occasionally, or actually semi-oftenly, the girl gets kind of like the creepy vibe and like gives her friends like the help me eyes and like, is there any good ways to kind of avoid that if you're kind of an eccentric guy? Ways
absolutely.
To kind of like approach a girl and start an interaction without getting that vibe going?
Here's I'm taking salsa classes, and there's a dude in there that's like real creepy.
Okay.
Right. And
but creepy how? Like explain.
Like
creepy.
He's a nice dude, but he just is kind of, his hair kind of sweeps to the side. He's just like a creepy dude.
Creepy
like,
looking.
Yeah, he's creepy, but he's creepy.
Can I say something real quick?
Uncomfortable in his skin.
Can I say something real quick to Lord Westfall? See, that's that name thing that Lord Westfall is. He's trying his best to have. Let me try to get in his head so he understands what he's doing when he calls himself Lord Westfall. What are you doing, sir, when you call yourself Lord Westfall? What are you doing for your own inner
self-esteem?
Person?
Self-esteem.
I just want to use my real name.
But I know, but it lifts Lord Westfall as your screen name, kind of, it ups your confidence a little bit, doesn't it? See, what I'm trying to get at is that Lord Westfall, you need to take what you're trying to do in terms of calling yourself Lord Westfall and bring it to how you are inside. Walk around like you're Lord Westfall. Be in a complete bullshit daze. Like, almost be retardedly confident. Just like you're retardedly unconfident, you be ridiculously confident. I'm telling you, bitches will react.
And they'll think you're eccentric instead of creepy.
I'm too confident almost.
Here's what you make girls think. You make girls think, I'm telling you, dude, and this is coming from a fat dude. I fucking get bitches easy because I give them no choice but to fucking like me. Now, I make them think being with a fat motherfucker is the shit. You understand what I'm saying? So when you do the Lord Westfall, what would you call it, your alter ego? When you do the Lord Westfall shit, you do that inside and walk around like, bitch, being creepy. She's fat. Look at that.
It's juicy.
Nigga.
I love my fucking ass.
Look at this ass right here. That's a fat ass.
I said I would fuck Leah.
But that's what I'm saying. Point. But those are the fucking... she's not even a cutoff point. She got 30 more pounds she can have.
She's got a waist. She's got hips.
You niggas don't know what you're talking about. You're making me sick, the midget motherfucker.
It's a prep. It's a prep. But listen,
Lord, I'm sorry. We love Lord for me, but Leah got up and the chair. I knew she got up because the chair said, God damn. Good looking out, bitch. I hope you got a pee. Matter of fact, I hope you got a shit. Go put some of that pressure on the toilet. Damn.
You love it.
Oh, you wimpy butt. Hey, Lord, I'm sorry, dude. Listen, man, I'm telling you, because it's easy. I've done it my whole life. Because you learn it in high school. You learn it in high school because one thing you got to understand deep inside, you got to understand this. Women ain't like us. You're looking at yourself like, holy shit, if I was a creepy bitch, I wouldn't fuck me. But women love anything that has a sense of belonging to him. You can convince a bitch. You ever see that show, that not dumb finished. Show on WB? Martin. The fucking geeks and the creeps and the geeks.
Yeah.
Them bitches be getting pussy. Them niggas get pussy.
Yeah.
Just, it's confidence, Lord. Confidence. What do you got to say, Reg?
I was going to say, you have to, like, there was a dude, he was kind of creepy, and he asked me if how do I walk up to girls and kiss them on the cheek or hug them?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, when I kiss them on the cheek and hug them, I don't give them an option to say no or say yes. I do it with the intention that this is how I greet women, and I've never had anybody buck up differently or protest, because I do it with the confidence that this is what I do, and if you ain't with it, then fuck you.
That's it, Lord. It's simple. It really is simple.
It is.
Cause Dante,
but if he's saying women are creeped out by me, he's recognizing that they're creeped out, which means the Lord Westfall persona is not something that he really believes in the first place, because he wouldn't know that they're creeped out by him.
I agree with that. Alright, thanks for calling. Hey, listen, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, talk to you motherfuckers. I think we're taking more calls today, right?
Yeah, we got it.
I'm doing the call thing for the Black Phillip Show.
We got it, man.
The men there trying to help. I think we might have helped somebody. I think we helped Abe today.
Yeah.
Can't help all of them.
And the dope fiend dude.
Because a lot of things, the thing about guys who call themselves like Lord this and that, they're in that whole Dungeon and Dragon world, they have a weird confidence. It, on a computer and other, like they don't like to listen to advice because they can't see me. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm over the radio and they, you know, they probably just like, ah, they're not connected. It's a guy like Lord Westfall got to look you in the eye and you go, nigga, let me tell you something. You got to walk him through life and say, let me see, go up to that bitch and tell her her feet stink. And he'll go, why? I don't know. I'm,
why would you tell her?
Lord, why am I doing a midget? Now I'm on midget shit. And now everybody's going, I fucked a midget. This midget thing is bugging me, you fuckers. All right, we're going to be back in a short break, man. All right, take care.
Sure. On the Black Phillip Show, Patrice O'Neill gets to the bottom of those tough relationship issues.
Who had the herpes?
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
Look at that. I talked to her nicely, man. I talked to her nicely. That's all I'm saying to you. Carol, I just left a nice message.
Okay.
I did your style. I apologized or whatever the fuck. But the bitch supposed to be at 9. She's like, I'm on my way. She don't do it to you, but she does. That's the attitude she gives me, man. Girls feel like they gotta challenge me all the time. Like I'll be there. Who the fuck makes the decisions when they're going to be there? I'm switching up, and I'm doing that, and then I'm going to do that to be accommodating to you. Fuck you, you fathead motherfucker. There's always a 180-pound bitch ready to take your spot.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
160 bitches. I had a thought while I was in the bathroom. May I share it?
You had what?
I had a thought.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. When? Why? Why you was on the way to squatting or what?
No, I was bending over like this, looking at my ass.
Right.
And I think I will agree with you. I am a fat bitch. But I
bet you your ass look like a full block of Swiss cheese. Like before you cut it, it's
no. Let me finish my.
You know how there's no holes in a large Swiss cheese. Then you cut it, then there's holes. No. But it's those. It's
no.
You don't have cottage cheese booty
on my ass. No.
Get the fuck out! I give.
You tell she don't have it.
No, I don't.
What? Nigga, are you good cop?
I totally fucking don't.
I'm not good cop. I'm telling you.
Can I finish my thought? I agree with you, which is very rare for me to agree, just because I like being contrite.
Go ahead.
But I would agree with that. I was like 242, you know, in high school, and then I went down to like 120, and being a skinny bitch is pretty fucking boring. Like, I fucking like food. I like food fucking and action
movies. Being able to buy panties from anywhere is boring?
I can buy panties from anywhere.
You like to have to go deep into the woods to the fat bitch panty store to get your shit.
I don't have to go to the fat bitch panty store.
You gotta go to Learner's.
No, I don't. I get fucking regular shit at Victoria's Secrets.
What size? Large?
Yeah.
What's that, like a 13, 14?
That's a fucking 12, bitch.
This nigga wears a 12 panty.
Hey, 12 tight.
You might as well just wear nigga boxer shorts. I wear 3X boxer shorts.
No, I totally fucking... And
I'm telling you something, fat dude anything.
The
thing is that I am fucking comfortable with it. I'm fucking... I've never not gotten anybody I wanted.
Shut your fat ass up. Listen.
No, you know I'm fucking right.
First of all,
I agreed with you to start off with, which is the only time that's going to happen.
First of all, you could always give some free pussy away.
She doesn't wear a G-string.
I've never given free pussy away. You tried to fuck me for like a fucking year.
I know. You're right. But you know why that is.
She doesn't wear a G-string. She wears an H or an I-string at least.
That's a good one. I actually wear boy shorts. You were right on the first try.
Not that I should care, because fucking Dustin's, her boyfriend's so in love with her that if he heard this, he'd probably want to fight. Like, this is Leah needs this, Dustin. I'm going to tell you, Leah needs a verbal beating. Stop taking this fucking goofy motherfucker to an aquarium.
I don't consider this a verbal beating. I find it kind of enjoyable.
Would you shut up with your big, giant ass? I got no ass like a drive-in movie theater screen.
I love drive-ins. I've always had a good time. Have you always had a good time with drive-ins?
Yeah, I have drive-ins in Brooklyn. Yeah, drive-bys.
A lot of drive-ins.
Leah, oh my God. Leah's sexy, though. She has a sexy thing. Would you hit it?
Yes.
Drew?
You see that?
Yes, I was struggling, but I hit it.
You were struggling?
What do you mean fucking struggle?
Because he's only... Drew's 5'8", 110.
Yeah.
You could kill him.
You're 5'8", 201, 202.
Bitch, keep going. I'm 5'7", 160.
You built like Kimbo Slice.
No, I'm not. But that would be funny if I was. We could do YouTube it.
To me, you're a pelvis breaker. What am I going to do?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious because I wouldn't fuck any of you motherfuckers.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Shut your ass up. I'm trying to fuck my self-esteem.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Who would you fuck first in here, or at least, if you had to? Too?
If I had to fuck somebody first in this room?
Yeah, be honest.
True.
And don't say no goofy girl shit, like, I'd rather fuck the lights. Just
that's exactly
fuck.
What I was going to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, fuck that stupid shit. Go ahead, who would you fuck in here first?
I really wouldn't fuck anybody in this room.
All right, let's be hypothetical.
I'm not being hypothetical.
Be hypothetical.
We know that. He's selling you to be hypothetical.
Be hypothetical.
I refuse to be.
You're a dick.
I am a fucking dick.
She's on punishment.
I like punishment.
She's on punishment. For her lies and deception. Now,
You need to get some fat bitches in here. We have fat bitches.
Right, mic is cut off.
Now,
right on that, you cut it off right at the right time.
You just sit there and think about what you said, fat girl. Now, you wouldn't fuck anybody in here with all this sexuality and testosterone.
Yeah,
you're not fucking us.
Misogyny? I would never fuck a misogynist.
Is this still on?
No.
It's off?
No, it's just that
everything
off,
is so picked up.
We're
while,
in
man.
This fucking closet that you can still hear the bitch. You might as well turn it back on. You know, we have to get to Danny, dude. We promise Danny every month and every 2-3 months. This next hour, ladies and gentlemen, is dedicated to our friend Danny. What's your last name, Danny?
My last name is Ross.
Danny Ross.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to hang on the line, you can... I'm not sure I'm going to get to you because let me explain something to you, man. Danny is in pure, pure, pure horror and hell. And I'm going to tell you something, Danny. I didn't want to say this, but this could risk your relationship.
What's this next 40-something minutes?
What I'm about to say.
Okay.
When we did the Nokia Theater, the ONA thing, the virus tour.
Okay.
In Long Island.
Yeah. Last week.
You and your girl's energy together. Is disturbing.
What do you mean?
It your energy together. It's the hatred that you have for each other. There's no charisma together. It's almost like you're two dead people walking around. I'm serious, dude. And this is not a mark on your girl. It's not a mark on you. It's a mark on both of you as a fucking couple. Because even Than, I drove Than home that night. As much as Than and his girl annoyed me, they have an energy together.
But you also caught us at a weird... It was a weird day. Because, like, she, you know... She don't know how to act around people. Like, she never been...
That's... Whose fault is that, Danny?
Hers.
Yours.
That's your fault. It trickles down. That's what I'm saying. I blame you for that. Let me tell you why I'm angry at you. Because I have to be phony with your horse shit. I have to now... It's almost like a gang. Why people hate gangs is not because they kill each other. It's because of the crossfire. It's because the innocent victims, the innocent bystanders.
Straight.
I was an innocent bystander to your deadness. And it's uncomfortable. Why? You better be honest too, man. Why are you everybody's girl? Like, if my girl was around, we have a certain energy. The energy is me talking shit to the bitch and her going fuck you, but do it anyway. It's the energy. Fan's energy. Wait a minute. Fan's energy with his girl is, I just want things to be peaceful. I'm going to agree with it. I'm going to do it. He's the passive. It's a weird passive-aggressive weird thing. But they have this tightness. Opie and his girl have a thing. Ant and his girl have a thing. You and your girl. It's like I don't know how to. It's misery. And you got to stop it. And I know she's going to see me and say, fuck you, or look at me strange. You have to stop with this fucking fiasco that you're going through.
But you didn't see us being a couple. You just, we were just...
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. We were just...
I saw you three times being a couple. One, I hear you every week want to talk about the pain and suffering. Two, I seen you at stand-up. I seen you at two stand-up shows saying, you look like the slave scenes in Ten Commandments. Like where they just making bricks out of hay and fucking mud. And you both look tired. And I'm going to tell you something. I saw her earlier. She was smoking a cigarette there. She smokes, right?
Yeah.
She was smoking a cigarette with a friend of hers, another girl. And the energy's like, boop, boop, bobbity, boop, boop, bop, 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 bop. You know, they're doing the fucking Charleston together with the cigarettes and the ba-da. Then it's to you and her. And I'm like, what's up, Danny? And you're like, every time I go, because I call Danny scrumptious and cutie. What's up, cutie? And Danny will be like, hey, baby doll. But around her, hey, what's up, cutie? I'm dying inside.
Shoot me.
I'm dying inside. I'm telling you. And she got the same energy. So I'm not really even on her.
You think it's that they've been together so long, they're afraid to be...
They don't give a fuck about each other no more.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
What, Danny? Okay, explain the situation. And every week,
it's been a long. We've been together for a long time.
Okay,
a very long time.
What now? That's the point of that saying that is what
we're very very used to each other. So if we don't have
so the point of saying you've been together a long time, you're very used to each other. What are you say? What you're saying? You don't need to say another.
I have see the thing is I have the opportunity to be able to just. I could be in a room with her, and we could both just shut the fuck up and not say a word and be in bliss because we've passed that point of having to make bullshit small talk all the time in order to further our relationship. Like, I don't have to justify my relationship by talking about the weather. Oh, you having fun, honey? Oh, you want to get some M&Ms or some shit? I don't have... I'm way past that. I'm years past
that. So what is your point to say
this? The point is because you're saying that we don't have an energy, but I'm saying is that we're past the part of needing to be all bubbly and fucking...
Yeah, but see, what you're saying you are, that's not even an energy. See, aura and energy comes together. Like, Leah and Dustin have an energy. Right. Like, meaning they don't disco dance around each other, but, like, okay... these motherfuckers both smoke, right? And they blowing cancer in the air. But I threw down like a, I think I threw down a piece of pizza bread, crust.
You threw down non-biodegradable products.
Isn't this motherfucker? Oh, no.
Threw a napkin.
Blowing cancer, her and her man.
He quit.
Blowing cancer in the air to everybody and then getting rid of the shitty cigarette butts, here's what people kill me with the non-degradable shit, right? Because you throw it in a garbage can, it's now safe. It goes someplace in the fucking ground. Yeah. So basically, she's Woodsy Owl and her mother, they're both Woodsy Owl, but they both had this... the same energy. It was like this. That's what they talk about probably. They fucking probably both cry like the Indian from the garbage commercial. But that's what I'm saying. Like you get into that fucking shit. So, but they have an energy, as annoying as it might be, as annoying as Than might be with his energy. It's there. I saw nothing, and I understand what you're saying. But there's even a like Archie Bunker and shit. Energy. There's even an energy there where it's like. Dingbat either. He's in the chair, but there's I would feel what you were saying as a part of what you do as a couple where you both sit there and you're just into each other, but you're not into each other, Danny.
You're not saying he has to bubble around. He's just saying that there is an energy.
You had an energy. I didn't know what to say.
Next.
I was going to call a name and blah, blah, blah.
Rap.
Now... y'all had an energy, dude. Right. Like, her thing was yapping, and you let her yap, and then you go, oh, boy, you wrong. Like, the difference between me and my girl, you would let your girl talk herself out, then you talk to her. Mm. I stop my girl as soon as she starts to develop her tongue to say a sound, because I know it's going to be wrong. But energy. Energy. Danny. Something when you was saying what you were saying earlier, it sounded like you was developing an excuse for what you were about to say, which is what is the fucking problem? Which are we've been together a long time.
I think my issues are a little different than the average the average person who complains about this shit.
Talk to you. Go ahead, Danny. Go ahead.
Because, all right, look, we're young. We're pretty young. We've been together for a long time, so we don't really...
The reason I keep cutting you off, Danny, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep you...
Disclaimer.
I'm trying to keep you driving off the road with your horse shit. Say what the fuck is wrong. It's been eating you up since Black Phillip was created in 1962. And we say we're going to get to you every week.
Come out
and
with
we
it.
Don't. What? Why do you hate your girl? Why does the bitch make you physically ill, Danny? Why?
Started out with, I hate my girl because.
Because. I hate her because.
Because she ain't the same girl that I fell in love with. Fucking.
She stopped editing. That's your fault. Let me tell you something, dude. When anytime you meet a bitch, anytime, she knows how to self-edit. She knows how to say to herself, This is not my position.
Right.
So I'm not gonna fucking do anything to jeopardize me getting to a position. When the bitch gets to her position, I'm gonna give you an example, son. I'm gonna give you an example of this bitch I'm with. I asked her what she wants for her birthday. You know what she said to me? Be nice to me for the month of July. Right? This is what she said. Just be nice to me for the month of July. Be a corny guy. Right? Ready? Started yesterday. You all right, sweetie? She comes in. She grabs and kisses and holds me. It creeps me out. I usually go, ah. But I said, okay, I'm kissing her back. I'm holding her. I'm into it. I'm going to fucking love her for the month of July. So I'm squeezing her. Okay? She's talking to me. And I'm into, matter of fact, she's talking to me in front of something I was watching. Lockdown. Lockdown was on. Talking to the bitch. She gets up in front of Lockdown and starts looking at her new body. Because like I said, it's starting to develop really nicely. So she's standing there and wiggling and doing belly dancing shit. I turn the TV off.
Ooh.
And talk to her. Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah, sweetie. Go ahead. Boop. And she goes, listen, I wanted some milk for some cereal. You mind going to the store? I said, sure. You mind me coming with you? Of course I want you to come with me. I'm holding a hand. I held a hand from the walk to the truck to the fucking... supermarket. Now she's getting uncomfortable. You know what's making her uncomfortable? She has no more ability to edit her abuse. I have to edit it for her. So immediately, it was not even half an evening of fucking coochie coo, and the bitch tries to test me. The bitch tries to test me. Because that's what they do.
What'd she do?
That's what they do.
What is
this bitch? She goes, I don't really want any turkey sausages. I don't really want. I was cooking turkey sausages. She said, I don't want any today. Will you get up tomorrow and cook them? She was dead ass. She asked me to get up out of bed tomorrow already and cook her some turkey sausages, right? Then she goes, I'm so cold. Is it possible that you can give me a coat in the house when there's coats in other closets? This is what I would usually say. This is what I would usually say, and she would edit herself when I would go, in her mind, she would play, bitch, get a coat. I got 8 closets, bitch. Get a coat. Go to the closet, coat, and get a coat. But she goes, can you give me your coat off your back? Sure, booby boo 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 bear. She don't know how to be with a motherfucker that don't tell her how not to be abusive. And that's your fucking fault. I'm gonna tell you why. It's like raising a kid. Sometimes you go, if you discipline them 10 times, 3 of those times might be fucked up. You be thinking to yourself,
did I go too far?
Oh man, what did I do? I don't know. Take those 3 times are worth the 7 that you need to do, because they're always looking to fucking abuse a weak guy. That's what they fucking do. You did it with your, hey, we've been together so long shit. What makes you think that gives her a right to not be the same bitch? Let me ask you a question. I tell my girl that I talk to other bitches in the street. Why? Because How the fuck I'm going to stay sexy to her if I can't be sexy to other bitches?
Right.
How you going to be with me? You came in knowing I talked my way in the pussy. How can I ever let you think I can't talk my way in the pussy at the drop of a hat? I got to talk my way in the pussy. That's how I get pussy. So I got to do it. So why would I do some shit so that she don't find me to be attractive no more? You understand what I'm saying? So why did she stop? Why did she stop being the good bitch that she was 10 fucking years ago? Give me a reason why it should change, Danny. Why? Why should it change?
In five words.
Because she doesn't have to.
I have five words. I do have five words. Because I cheated on her.
So she held up. Let me tell you something. My girl, the reason we go together, and I told you this story. I told this many times. My girl was one of the hoes. She was one of them. She just hung in there. I had a lot of bitches, and she was one of them. And she stuck in there like a soldier. Matter of fact, that's why my girl with me now, because she was a hoe. Because she had the tools
to stick,
to
out.
Stick around. Yeah. Every other bitch I would fuck, look at Leah's face. Every other bitch I would fuck be a lawyer or a goofy-ass doctor, and they start to get
too much self-esteem.
I can't allow you to shove my head in the toilet. I am a progressive black woman. So they just leave.
How do you love?
These bitches, they're poetry bitches. You can't, you can only fuck deaf poetry so long before she's like, the revolution will not be between these butt cheeks. These breasts feed the world in a titter. Now, you fuck them bitches, you treat them bitches like garbage for a couple of minutes. But my girl, she hung in there because she was, she knew how to be a hoe. She knew how to be a side pussy. So what happened is she started to develop feelings. And what she did is she looked in one of my text messages. She was mad. Not that I had another bitch. She was mad because I was saying the same shit to every other bitch. Like my texts to other bitch, it would be one of those sweeping texts where
you could have forwarded it.
I forwarded. It was a CC text of all the bitches saying shit. So she looked in and saw that she was hurt. And I had to tell her something. I had to tell her, look, sweetie, I got other bitches, you know that. Okay? You dug. She couldn't take it no more. She couldn't take it no more. And the thing about it is, all the other bitches were dropping off, but I was continuing to, like, populate my karate class. And my girl, like, black belts were dropping out. My girl was staying, so I was bringing in white belts. So what it is my girl, if I started getting corny, like, this bitch was starting to get to a level where she wants to be better than you. Mm. See, that's the thing. Your girlfriend used to think you were better than her.
She used to think you were the shit.
She thought you were better. Now she don't. She's got over meeting the stars and going to shows, nigga. But you can't let her forget that you better than her. You better than her, Danny. Danny, you are the fucking whatever. What's your title on ONA?
Senior producer.
You're a senior Damn. Producer. What the fuck your girl do? Say what she does.
She's a vet tech.
She's your better. She ain't
I know,
shit.
I let her know. She I gives do cats, let her know that.
She gives cats mouth to mouth with such faces.
You can clean some dog shit.
She fucking fixes hamster tails.
That's part of the problem. It's part of the problem because she comes home. You know, I'm already home because my day is fucking done. Okay. So now I'm sitting, I'm watching TV. You know, now her day is done. Mm-hmm. And she comes home wearing, you know, fucking like scrubs, smelling like cat shit.
Okay.
And, you know, that's not really too appealing at
Did
all.
Did you tell her?
Yeah. What the fuck
okay,
is
ready?
That?
Ready? What's she say? Oh, wait, time out. Before you answer that, what did she do when you first met her?
Clean she would up. Always. She would always
No,
be...
what did she do? What was her job when you first met her?
We've met in high school.
You met in high school. Yeah. Now, she didn't... Now, was there a time where she could have came home smelling like cat shit and whatever else and didn't?
I don't know.
Do you understand what I'm asking you?
Like, did she ever
come... When she was a vet tech, did she ever come home, get herself together, spruce up... Or
For
come
me?
Home? Yeah.
No, fuck that. She'll put on like a guy, fucking baggy
even
t-shirt
in the,
and some
Even
sweatpants.
In the beginning.
In the beginning, we're talking about the disintegration of where it is now. Where basically what it is is that you, Danny, you didn't keep your kingdom in order. Didn't do preventive checking.
I just fucking started my kingdom because I just, you know, I just got my place a little over a year ago.
She lives with you?
Now she does.
You're the only one on the lease?
Yeah, it's just me.
Tell this bitch, look, if you don't stop, you think I'd be bullshitting with you? The only reason I'm tough is because I know that if I'm unhappy, what's going to happen? Because they don't give a fuck about your happiness, dude. It's just they feed off emotion. They don't care if it's fucking bad, good, or indifferent. Long as if you mad at her, it's the same as being happy with her. My girl was saying that she was on the verge of maybe being homeless because she's getting out of her other apartment. I said, sweetie, figure the shit out. I'm gonna tell you why. My house is not big enough for you to be running around here every single day. Have a place to go. She looks sad. We had a crisis. We did all of that shit. But you know what was what's paramount was my smile on my face when on a Monday the bitch ain't there. Even though she might try to hide in a room somewhere, she's hiding in my room. I want my shit to myself some fucking time. So I had to check that shit. Let me tell you what the bitch did. This is what I'm saying, Danny, about checking a bitch. She I tell her to do something. When I first met her, I say, look, do me a favor, sweetie, go get this. Bam, go get it. At some point, she said one day, is it an emergency? Do I have to get it now? I go, I guess not. Because I didn't think of preventive checking.
Slipping.
I didn't think of slipping. No, it ain't an emergency. Sweetie, can you get that? I have to get it now. Now, having to go get it now turned into 5 minutes, then she'll do it. Then it turned into 20 minutes, then she did it. Now we're at the level where it's you have to get it now, and now she goes to sleep and the shit ain't done. Preventive checking. I should have said, when she said, should I get it now? Hell I should have said, yeah, bitch, I need it right now. I need my water now or I'm going to die of thirst. Now. Sweetie, could you fluff that pillow up while you're standing there? You have to do it now? Yes, now. Fluff the shit up. Fluff it up. You know why? I don't need it fluffed up now, but it's like Pavlov's dogs, nigga. Yeah. They have to get fucking sensory perception. Your girl got used to coming in smelling like rabbit shit. Now you can't check her. Because you didn't check her when she did it, Danny. Now you might have lost that game. You might have lost. Just like, because let me tell you what trust is. Trust in a relationship. It ain't fucking not cheating and not doing. It's maintaining a routine. You understand what I'm saying? It's not. Betraying a routine. You're not betraying routine. You understand what I'm saying? So what happened is she betrayed the routine. My girl has the keys to my house. She had the keys to my trucks. Never drove the truck. One day she's like, oh my god, I gotta go get my kid and go ahead drive it. Blam! Fuck up a tire. Oh, give me them keys. You betrayed the trust, them keys, and now this bitch's journey is to get them keys back. She'll say anything. I just don't like waiting there. I gotta wait, bitch. And when I get ready to go, boop, boop, then you can get in the fucking car.
She don't have her own car?
She got her own car, but I got a better car. She likes to be up in my shit, and she likes to have the keys. And then I didn't want to have the keys. Wasn't from the wheels. The bitch, here's what she did. I was at Caroline's one day. She came there, she saw my truck, looked in it, saw I left my phone, boop, boop, got my phone, and goes, you left your phone in the car. I was like, oh, shit. Uh-oh. This bitch. But I couldn't take it from her then. But I took it from her when she fucked the wheels up, and she ain't getting it back. Now, you, motherfucker, ain't getting back a bitch who smells good no more.
Gotta flip the chessboard.
And it's not like I haven't brought it up, because I have. It's not
it
like
don't
I just
matter.
Kind of
I'm going to tell you why.
There's no consequences.
Thank you.
There's no consequences to what you're saying.
Like and raising a child, nigga.
You let it run too long.
Long as if there's no consequences, why is she going to change?
Spare the pimp, spoil the hoe.
You might have to take the L on that one.
Dude, she smells like shit. and that's your fault.
That's how she gets. I mean, look, you can't
stop making excuses.
I'm not.
You get ready to make excuses.
No. She can smell like, look, she works at a shitty place. But what she can do, is when she gets home, instead of putting on fucking.
Danny, wait a minute. What time is it, Danny? Does somebody, to Jessica. Go to Jessica and Matt. Vet Tech who's offended by Danny's comment.
Jessica. Jessica.
Hey, stinking ass Jessica.
Jessica? Frontus.
Oh, go on. I got us. Go ahead. Finish the story, Dan.
So, point being, she could take a shower and then put something on that's not fucking a big baggy shit t-shirt and some like purple sweatpants that are way too big, because that's not, I don't find that attractive.
It's a breach of contract and you know there's no consequences.
Wait, but are you being the same motherfucker that you was back, but see,
yeah,
high school, you being is the same, are you bettering yourself though?
Yeah, he's senior.
Is it trickling
producer
down? Well, I guess so. That's absolutely right.
He's on the
apologize for that, okay.
Yeah.
That's true. So, listen, I don't think she thinks you're better than her, Danny. And a bitch gotta think she's better than you. Or a bitch gotta think you're better than her. You're not attractive unless she knows that you're better.
In his defense, I remember him saying last time that she had to convince you to let her move in with you. Is that right?
Yeah.
And he didn't want her to do it. Submitting your happiness. Look at Danny.
Kills her journey.
See, no one sees Danny's face because he has this frustration. His face is, I want happiness without a cost. Mm. See, it's the cost of the truth that's making Danny make these faces like, because he loves his girl.
And he don't want to think. He knows what you're saying is true, and he doesn't want to accept that that's
he doesn't want to accept that he fucked
that he
up,
slipped
and that he don't
she
wanna
might
accept,
not think she's the, he's the shit no more.
Exactly, she thinks you're a mess and you don't want to throw up in her face that I'm better than
and
you
and she don't give a fuck anymore. She doesn't give a fuck of how, even though he's on the come up,
let me tell you,
she doesn't give a fuck that your job is better and you're better.
Let me say
yourself
something to you about like my girl happens to be as almost raw of honest as you get when it comes to her abuse. You understand what I mean? Meaning this. When my girl is being abusive, it's such a reflex. She's not as conniving with her abuse as some
it's
people
organic
are.
It's organic.
Okay? Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, Danny, when you got with your girl, dude, the fact is, You didn't set like a thing for yourself that she respects. One day I bought my girl, I told you this, I bought my girl this big diamond ring, okay? And this is the thing, I told her, look, you can put it on whatever finger you want. Like, my girl calls herself Miss O'Neill, because she said, I'm married to you. And I said, fair enough, because she accepted it, and when women look at it, they go, what the fuck are you talking about? I go, look, you love me more. You love me more. You love me with more of that. I love you like because you my bitch and I made a decision to love you and I'm sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
You love me because you in it. You ain't got no choice. I'm in love. And I love you because I decided to be in love and it's like, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I love the bitch. But what she ended up doing, dude, is she would end up doing all kind of little goofy shit. Now, I gave her, and she'll test you. I gave her a diamond ring and she looked at my, this is the shit y'all do. She looked at my diamonds, and I bought her some dope shit. Mm. And she looked at mine and goes,
yes.
Mine's a...
I got more bling than
you. Yeah, I'm blinging harder than you. So even though
you
she might have been
her
joking, I go, bitch, you wouldn't bling more than me if you had a diamond hat. Just to let her know, I don't give a fuck if you had a suit made out of diamonds, you had to roll yourself around because you couldn't walk because you had a diamond suit on. I'm better than you.
Well,
and that's what's your girl.
You know what's interesting is that he met her in high school. So what happens is as she doesn't even see that he's progressed to the point where he's at now.
Yeah, because she was there the whole time. Gradually.
But she knows though. But she knows that she only lives with me because I let her.
And she knows that I'm the dude that takes care of the bills and the rent.
But it doesn't matter, because the small concessions that she's made to get those things is so minute. She come up with you, and she knows you as Danny, the guy who went to high school with her. And the only way that she could know different is if she didn't have you around to see what it would be like.
I.e., get the fuck out, bitch. Get your own apartment.
That's right.
Kick her out. I.e., walk around with some other motherfucker who ain't shit, who respects her because she smells like rat turd, and kisses her on the back of her neck for that.
We've been there.
Well, why are you back?
We've been there.
Okay,
well, I'll tell you what. Let's take one last break and we'll come back. We'll finish it up.
All right, good.
All right.
Fill up with Patrice O'Neill.
So the guy goes, "Well, I can't get hard unless you suck my dick." So I was like, "I don't know you. I can't just suck your dick."
What, bitch?
Who sucks the dick after you met the guy the night before?
Fuck. Bitches just make me sick.
I'm not sucking raw cock. I don't know.
Shut up. Wow, look who came in. Danny's counterparts with their happy relationships. Fan and fucking his big mouth girlfriend just walked in. These two passive-aggressive motherfuckers. You should have heard them in the car. Well, I don't think so, and I don't... Oh, God, it made me sick. I was at an ejection button, and here go Big Dick Sammy. Big Dick Sam! Niggercock came in with his girl. They really do a lot of hanging out. You never see Danny hanging out with his girl. I wonder why.
She's Danny, why don't you? Shit.
Why don't? Hey, fellas, how come Danny don't hang out with the whole girl crew thing? Why, Danny? Where's your girl just walking and strolling and loving everyone, Daniel?
She was at work.
Really? What is she, 24-hour fucking rat shit cleaner?
Pretty much. We have fucked up schedules.
What's she got? What's she got? On call to clean cat boxes?
Danny, we don't want your girl coming around. She sounds like shit.
Oh my God. Danny, get off me. Stop fucking me up. There's a rattlesnake
that just shitted in
his ass
day.
Is clogged up. I have to get a baby mongoose out of a fucking hole. Bye. Ugh. She be TiVo and Animal Planet?
She has.
Oh, Jesus. And I love animals, too.
And she's a vegan and all that stuff. She
That's another thing that
makes me sick.
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you, Danny? Danny, back to you. Close that door so you can focus. We need to fix this shit up, man.
Pamela Anderson's a vegan.
Good for that.
So what?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Well, I fuck Pamela Anderson and she's a vegan.
Well, we know who ain't a vegan. Unless you eat them fattening carrots.
Meat hips, spaghetti.
There's no meat and cheese noodles.
I can go for a burger right now, actually. I can go for a double burger.
I always said so fun with Leah and her fatness. It's just you know it deep down bugs a little bit.
There's
nothing worse for a white girl than when black guys love them and they don't want to be loved by black men. It's so fucked up for them. When big fat white girls hate when niggas like them.
My ex-boyfriend was black. You got to get over that. You think I'm racist?
The optimum world, the word is, you went from a black guy
to a
Dustin Chaffin.
I was a lot of guys in between.
A card-carrying member of something white. I don't know what it is.
A gun.
But it is some sneaky white shit going on with Dustin Chaffin.
If something happens between her and Dustin, she's going to be like, fuck. Gotta go back to the black niggas.
When Dustin comes, he goes, whee! Y'all a good nut, boy. Was that better than that nigger dick you had last year? Did that nigga pump you like that? No, he didn't. Yeah, right.
No, last year was a few Hispanics.
Oh, yeah, you fucking Spanish dudes too, huh?
I fucked one of everybody.
Really? Well, why not anybody in this room? What happened to us? Really? You fucked the Wolverine, but you won't fuck...
She wouldn't even do it hypothetically.
Like, hypothetically. That's some fucked up shit nigga to say. I'm not even going to hypothetically get into that.
No, because I like dudes who want an equal relationship.
you like pussy more.
Do
you see what I'm saying? What is an equal relationship? Please explain what that is.
Me?
We don't know what it is. I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm better than my bitch. Go ahead.
I don't think anybody's better or worse. And, like, definitely Dustin will... he'll make more decisions than I do. He boss me around. I fucking like that, but I know what I'm good at and I know what he's good at. No one's better than the other person.
That doesn't make it a 50-50 thing. No. You know what that makes? Secretaries and bosses have 50-50 relationships. Because bitches are better at typing.
The secretaries do all the fucking work.
So, but he owns the motherfucking company. He owns the company. He's better than you.
He must delegate.
You don't think a boss is better than a secretary?
No.
He built the company. Let her just dig deep
yeah, in her.
I know what she said. Already hung.
The boss.
Hung.
The boss of the company is not better than the secretary.
Let's describe. What? Tell me what you mean by better. Like a person who's
more and worth more. Yeah, better.
Financially or in life.
Everything.
Like, do I think Jesus likes the boss better than the secretary? No.
Do you think what?
Well, you think Jesus is better than God?
Exactly. See, she gonna lose this.
No. I think they're equal.
What? Why would you even say that? Just to keep... This is what... Hey, Danny, we're giving you a fucking idea what bitches do. When they get themselves in a corner, they will contradict themselves to death.
No,
they will not admit
it.
She just said God. She just said... Now, she could be an atheist. I don't know what she is, but anybody who even doesn't believe in God will tell you Jesus... is not better than God. He's God's son. They're not equal. She knows that. The boss is better than the secretary. She knows that.
How about the surgeon? The nurse, is the nurse better than the surgeon?
Let me tell you something.
I like nurses better than doctors. They're fucking assholes.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Here's why that doesn't apply. That 50-50 thing, and we do this and I do this. It's because a surgeon, right? This nurse may be responsible for some things, but here's the thing. They may be equal as importance, but the doctor allocates her 50%. Mm. The doctor says, here's why you're important. We got 5 minutes left. Oh. What time is it?
11:50.
Oh.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Danny, we did try this time, but you gotta admit though, you gotta admit one thing.
What?
You are a pussy motherfucker.
No,
wait a minute. You were dancing around shit. You're not ready. Here's what he's not ready to commit to, and this is what you gotta commit to next time. That you hate the bitch.
I'll work on it.
You have to admit it.
Well, here's the thing.
You have to admit it first that you don't like her.
Why'd you cheat on her?
Because I wanted some more pussy.
Right. And how'd y'all get back together?
See, yeah, that's what I don't get. Why don't you just stay apart and fuck
what
some
pussy? What the fuck? Why'd you do that? Because she came and smelled like some animal.
Well, I'll tell you what did it. Well, the last time, this was a few years ago, she caught me fair and square. She broke up with me, fine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then, see, this is where it gets fucked up. A guy who was my best friend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't find this out until a couple years later.
She fucked him.
She fucked him.
Look at how hard he is. But dude, let me tell you something.
Why do you give your indiscretion as a reason?
You don't think I throw up the fact that my girl fucked her? She thinks she did me a favor by like disclosing some of the people she fucked. She found out?
Yeah.
Why didn't you bring it up in her face?
I did.
What'd she say? She blamed you.
Well, at first she tried to play it off. Well, her excuse was, well,
you
broke
you
did, up at the
you,
time.
You,
like,
all kind of bullshit. But why'd you get back with her? And you didn't get back with her with washing your hand terms. Like, it was done. Like, okay, you sucked my man's dick. I fucked the bitch. Now because we get back equal terms.
Now you're still fucked up.
It fucking made me so mad.
He's not clear. Danny, you're not clear on what your problem is. I'm telling you what he wants. He wants this relationship to be better magically. You have to break
it
down.
You gotta make it down.
You have uncontrollable, let's say, inside the walls, termites. You have to actually tear your building down to the foundation.
I don't know
what foundation y'all built it up to, but you gotta tear it down and start all over again, Danny. Danny!
I hear you, yes.
You gotta start all over again,
dude.
You
gotta say, I'm not happy. In order for this to be happy, this is what I need.
I'm not
can
exactly.
Can you do this? If you can, what's it's
the first,
done.
What's the first thing you need? That's a good fucking question. What's the
first thing that needs to happen?
For her, for the road to happiness to go. Not what you need, nigga. What's the first thing you're going to change about the situation? What is plan what one? You motherfucker.
Plan A.
This one...
She needs to work on being more sexy.
So you have to make her more sexy. You say that.
Happen.
You have to make her more sexy to
put on some
you
fucking have to give makeup.
No, you have to give her a reason to do it.
Because she needs to not smell like dog shit, but she does.
Well, that's a lot. That's
do you understand?
You
fucker. Now, how much time we got left?
On less than 2 minutes.
All right, let's read these plugs, man. Where you going to be, Leah? What's your last name again?
Bonima.
Leah Bonima.
Meathips McGinty.
Go ahead, do your shit. Do your plug, baby.
Meathips McGinty, motherfucker.
Come on, fat ass. Read your plug.
Joe Franklin's on Mondays at 8 o'clock.
Where's
that? Corner of 45th and 8th Avenue.
You know the number?
No.
Every Monday?
Yeah, every Monday.
Every Monday you're at Joe Franklin's. Yes. All right, good enough. So every Monday you'll see a fat girl eating some Joe Franklin's
probably
steak.
Triple burger.
All right.
With like side
good girl.
Fries.
All right, I love Leah's good, man. I like it. I'm going to miss Karen. Patrice O'Neill, yours truly, Dante, the nigga over here, and Leah's boyfriend is going to be
Mr.
at
Leah.
Mr. Leah. We call him Dustin Schaefer, but everyone knows him as Sissy who goes to the aquarium. We're going to be at Stand Up New York Friday and Saturday, July 6th and 7th, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. and midnight all weekend. 8, 10, and midnight all weekend. That's Stand Up New York. That's on 78 and Broadway in Manhattan. Number is 212-595-0850. That's me and Dante and Mr. Dustin Chafin. And Danny, next week, I don't know what we're doing, but we're going to fix this pussy-ass Danny.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
I don't care if she comes with you and looks at me in the face, nigga.
I think we're going to
get
come.
Rid of her.
Danny is...
Oh, thanks, Drew, for joining us, too. And thanks,
sure.
everybody,
Drew,
for listening
good to
again.
See you, Drew.
We'll see you next time.